Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Welcome to the Bodam Show. It's the best of Don and Mike today on this Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this fine, fine Friday afternoon. Hey, it's not so hot today in D.C., so we're all having a good time on Friday. It's a pleasure to be with you on this fine afternoon. Got a great, great heap and steaming plate full of Don and Mike best up for you today. Don and Mike up in New York, taking care of business every day, taking care of business every way. So let's get right into it, and let's see, what do we have for our first segment of best of Don and Mike? Oh, remember our old producer, Beth Ann? It's always good when Beth Ann's on the show. It's Beth Ann's Mother's Day, and a little bit of Sick Dog for you on the best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
This is why I couldn't select the right song.
Why?
To start, because I'm just in such a fantastic mood.
You're giddy today.
And I feel like such an ass for being in such a fantastic mood. But
don't feel guilty.
But too bad. And you're right, Buzz. That's the word, the G
Embrace
word.
Embrace it.
I don't feel guilty. Okay. I feel great. Okay. I had the best Mother's Day weekend that I've had since my wife has been a mother.
Yeah, I mean, usually Mother's Day weekend, it's all about mothers and not about you. This weekend was about you.
Yeah, and I think on Friday I was talking about the big focus on Mother's Day and how Father's Day gets diminished. Mm-hmm. Even last night, as I was watching the Weather Channel, laying in bed alone in my underwear, watching the Weather Channel, waiting for that hot, hot girl that looks like Jennifer Aniston to come on.
Is she pregnant?
She will. Mike, her name is Alexandra Steele, and what she is...
Oh, now wait a minute.
A very low-rent Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. I was being facetious.
Oh, my God, you scared me, because she comes from Washington, D.C.
Right, and now she's a chick on the Weather Channel, and her only claim to fame... I think she was on Friends once.
Right.
In like a goof takeoff, where she was a girl on the Weather Channel...
No eyebrows on her.
Who had hair like Jennifer Aniston.
Drawn-on eyebrows.
You can paint those on.
Doesn't she have the drawn-on eyebrows?
I've never really spent a lot of time on the eyebrows.
Next time you look at her, check them out. I think they're completely paint.
Well, all of her is paint.
Well, I'm watching the Weather Channel, and I'm waiting, of course, for my local on the 8th. And when it comes up, it says, and now from the Weather Channel, and they go to this pink background with exploding hearts, and it says, your Mother's Day forecast. They don't do this on Father's Day.
No, they don't.
No.
They really don't.
They don't do it on Christmas.
I think they do it on Christmas.
They have exploding hearts on Christmas?
Except I think they do it the PC way. Happy holidays.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Listen, with all the complaining, what, Rob?
Rob's against. Rob's giving a thumbs down to that.
I'm not a big fan of keeping it secular.
Rob ain't secular.
Just a quiet, uneventful Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
My wife and my mother-in-law, who's living with me, and yeah, don't bother asking how's your mother-in-law.
Because you'll just answer the same every time. It's great.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be greater.
Right.
They both went down to South Carolina for the unenviable job of helping my son move out of his college dorm into off-campus housing, into mm-hmm. an apartment deal. And thank God I wasn't there. Thank God I was, because I think I told you on Friday that the two different ways that a dad and a mom help out in a situation like this.
Right.
If I had arrived into the situation that my wife did, I'm sure I would have said to my son, have a nice weekend cleaning up this asshole and got in my car and come back home.
Mm-hmm.
He lived in a dorm for a year. I know I moved him in last year with four other guys. Apparently, the deal was, for the entire school year, there really was no such thing as trash removal.
Yeah.
There was no such thing as laundry. Mm-hmm. And every single bottle that they had ever brought into the apartment stayed.
Now,
really?
Yeah, the deal with, well, they're four college boys living together.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't remember what the hygiene was when I was in a dorm, but
I think you got to a level of filth where you had to clean it.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm only going
they had
on
with a dorm for four. They probably had a little extra space.
Yeah, they did. But even having that, they managed to make it just an awful, just a garbage prison. And the deal was that the unspoken rule, I guess, among these guys is whoever the last one was, Stan,
to move out,
would have to clean up.
That's a nice deal for the guys that left.
Yeah, well, great deal for my kid.
Wow,
you know,
so he was the last one.
El dumbass, because he's the one that, and this is what was pissing me off as I'm getting this on the telephone. He said, but Dad, I had no time to move anything. He said, I had my finals. I said, well, didn't you just go to the movies? He said, yeah, but I needed a break from study.
Mm-hmm.
I said, in the 2 hours that you went to the movie, you could have, and meanwhile, Frida's calling me, and she's saying, oh, there's no air conditioning in here. It was hot down in South Carolina over the weekend.
Oh, man.
It smells like garbage in here. There's piles of laundry from these kids. They've just left it. There's bottles everywhere.
So the other guys that split, they're just leaving their stuff behind, or is it all your kids' stuff?
No, they just
left the trash.
They took the belongings
right. That
they wanted.
Bedding and things like that?
Yeah, but I guess there was some stuff that was left.
Just
like,
left behind carelessly.
You know,
right.
Well, you know how it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, I never even went to college, and I know when I was working my way up the radio ladder, oftentimes I'd get a job in a new town, and I'd look at the apartment, and, you know, you go through and you get what you need, and then you kiss the security deposit goodbye,
sure.
But you go,
right.
Screw it. And I'm getting out of here. I'm not
exactly.
Cleaning the toilets or
mm-hmm.
whatever. So she walked into a big S-storm down there, so I'm just sitting at home, and I'm getting the fallout on this from both of them all weekend.
Phone.
Front of Dad, Mom says this. Mom, Dad says this. Dad, hey, you know, honey, Bart says this. My mother-in-law.
So she wasn't real thrilled about what she walked into.
No, and I can't blame her.
No, I can't either.
And at the same time, I had to, you know, and I do have empathy for my wife, and I think she's great for going down and doing this. And of course, sure. My kid doesn't appreciate it, but someday he will. But still, with all that, I had to fake the empathy because I can't tell you. Just what a great Mother's Day weekend it was. Because there's nobody there. I mean,
it's your fortress of solitude.
It was me and the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
And kind of the way you like it.
I mean, hate to say this, you know. dream scenario. But yeah, very close to a dream scenario. So the mothers, you know, because it's always a hassle to go out on Mother's Day. You go to brunch because every other schmuck in the world has to go out for brunch on Mother's Day.
Right.
And while it's nice and it's a fitting tribute and blah, 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 it's a big pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to this year.
You know, I did sundresses yesterday.
You know what I did yesterday? About 11 o'clock when I would have been going to brunch with my wife and my mother-in-law and every other gypsy member of the family as we met it with the local El Diablo TGI Mondays, wherever it is that we...
TGI McFradigan's.
Yesterday, 11 a.m., sitting on my deck, having a cigar, wearing a bathing suit, and yes, having a mixed beverage.
Wow.
At 11 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Wearing your bathing suit.
Yes, and I wear the...
You're a hearty soul. It was a little chilly yesterday.
No, it was 72.
It was, but a lot of breeze.
72.
Of breeze. Of course, you're down there in that little...
72 yesterday.
Sun keeps you warm. Windbreaker, yeah.
And also, the bathing suit I wear is like this old 1920s stuff.
the tank
like a white beater on top,
right.
And it's striped.
Did you take a dip yesterday?
Oh, no. Heavens, no.
Heavens no.
That's there for show.
Yeah. Not a functional pool.
Like everything in my house.
It's decorative. Six inches deep.
That's something else we bought that I'm never allowed to use.
Yes. Like if you dove into your pool, you'd go through the 2 inches of water and crack through the plastic shell.
Although I'll tell you one funny thing I did do, just because I'm not supposed to.
What?
I did have a meal in the family room where no...
food is allowed.
Yeah. You revel.
And I know that she thinks I would never eat in that room because it's a naked room as far as I'm concerned because there's not a television set in the room. But still, just for some reason, I guess it was Saturday afternoon.
Would you have chili and blueberry pie?
Chocolate syrup, marshmallow fluff, and red wine. Lots of red wine.
And then back outside of the reflecting pool.
But just great. I just can't tell you how half.
Yeah. No, I think I have a sense because I didn't have that.
I feel like a total ass. Because here I am happy because I didn't have to spend Mother's Day with my wife and with my mother-in-law. That's not the right way to put that, but that's just the truth.
Yeah.
And anyway, Godspeed to them. I know that Rob had a similar Mother's Day. His wife tragically had to travel and was unavailable to return to your domestic
palace. Charlie Callis?
When?
She was supposed to be home at noon and made it home at 10:45.
Last night?
Yes.
All right.
See, she chose to spend the holiday with her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a fitting tribute.
That's very nice.
It's very nice.
So here's where I'm going with
this.
Did
you do anything for your mom?
Yes, I had her over. But she doesn't require the constant care that the children do that will carry. So that was also very nice. I made her dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Bought her a card.
Very nice.
So I'm on the phone with Rob, and we're discussing how great solitude is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Mike, I know you had your girls. But
I did. I have my wonderful daughters.
But you don't have the Mother's Day story because...
Right.
And Buzz.
Yes.
Baron.
Yes,
of course.
Well, however, I did pop for the C-note flowers for my 85-year-old mom.
We have the... And thanks for mentioning the price.
Yeah, I had to. I had to because I was proud of it.
Stay classy, San Diego.
They basically said to me, we have the $100 bouquet. And I said, knock yourself out.
Wow.
And here's the best part.
What?
The delivery person up in my mom's hometown was kind of a closet case. Went to four separate houses. So four of the neighbors got to see her floral bouquet.
From my son, the disc jockey.
Was just a lucky bonus right there.
I thought about leaving Carrie a C-note. I chose not to. No.
Oh, I see.
You thought about that for years.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
you know,
over and over again in my head.
I forgot to tell you this last week. You know what my 85-year-old mom did?
What?
Bought a car.
Bought
a car, yeah.
Where did you?
A Corvette.
That's
pretty amazing.
Chose against the Hummer.
Yeah, she didn't want the Hummer at all. She was going to get one of the what are the ones? They're not the PT Cruisers, but they're the other ones, the sports cars with the two front wheels sticking out.
Oh, I think
that is like a variation of the PT Cruiser.
Yeah,
it almost looks like a dragster.
It was between the Corvette.
It looked like what's the car that
the Dragula?
Yeah, that Grandpa Munster used to wear the Dragula.
Yeah, it was between that the Corvette and she was actually going to get a Prius. No. She got a little Volkswagen, though, and she did the deal all by her onesies. She's got a Volkswagen Jetta that she's leasing with a 10,000-mile-a-year lease, and she's paying $17,000 a month for it.
Wow. Yeah. That's a deal.
Right. No, I was very proud of her. You know, that's how you know kind of the tide is turning when you're the proud parent a little bit, where she told me about the deal she got, and she got a really good deal. I checked the numbers for her, and, it's just cool that she's 85. She's still, into it enough where she's buying a car.
When I'm 85, I doubt I'll even buy a green banana.
You're not ever going to be 85.
That's true.
There's nobody in this room that's going to be 85.
Maybe if you added up two people in this room. Maybe.
And Buzz, even though you're barren,
be honest. As far as we know.
Be honest.
Uh-huh.
Did you give your wife a card from your cats?
The cats, yes. The cats did give my wife a card for Mother's Day. They signed it and accompanied it with a box of candy.
Did you go out or do anything special for Mother's Day?
No, the cats can't drive. What are you thinking?
So here's the deal.
Did you get your motorcycle license this weekend?
No, I haven't yet. I'm too busy, too much to do. I get around to it.
Big winner Mike.
Anytime or manner. Yes, you are.
Hey, you know, if he takes the test and passes it, is there a statute of limitations? Like, if he waits too long to take the motorcycle test, do I win?
If he waits at least a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I think by Memorial Day.
In the next 7 days, I hope to have taken the test.
Okay.
So you had a good Mother's Day. You had an okay Mother's Day. I had, great. And so did Rob.
Enviable.
That leaves us only with Beth Ann McBride.
Ah, Beth Ann McBride. She's a mother.
She's a mom.
Now, I've got a couple of things here about BA to bring to your attention. First, of course, today we'll reveal the member of the radio station, the man who Beth Ann has made cry.
Now, I believe you have been teasing that since last Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right. And also, we're going to get inside the mind of Beth Ann. Here's the conversation that she and I had Friday. This is after the show. We're just hanging out, cleaning up our stuff, waiting for Ron. Yeah, cleaning each other. She didn't know that would be part of the job at the end of every show. She has to clean me.
Yeah, I give you a cat bath.
And I her.
Yeah. It's actually fascinating to watch, and it's one of the reasons the show hits on all eight is because of the grooming rituals that we've incorporated into the show.
Frankly, the male producers of the past didn't really seem to take to it. That's why every time I get a chick in the position,
oh, absolutely,
so to speak,
in the position,
bonus.
Key word.
So anyway, here's what she said.
Friendliness is next to godliness.
Leaving the A's, hey, so have a have a good weekend. This is on Friday. Mm-hmm. She said, okay, I will. I said, what are you doing for Mother's Day? She said, I don't know. She said her daughter, Jennifer, who I think is 19 or 20, something like that,
right.
Nice girl, her daughter bought her something at Tiffany.
Ooh,
paid for it. Well, that's nice. Wonderful.
Paid for it with her own money.
Wow.
And bought it for Beth Ann.
Uh-huh.
Beth Ann told me that she told her daughter to take it back.
Why?
This is what I was.
So
this,
Beth Ann.
This is.
She didn't want her daughter spending that money. Wanted her to keep the money for herself.
No. She really couldn't give me a good reason. I think the reason that she gave me was she didn't like it.
Oh Jesus! Are we entering into the land of the Beth Ann weird now?
I don't know. Beth Ann, come in here.
Beth Ann, we don't understand.
Let's
or
find
know.
Out.
Come in here for a second before we talk about the man that you made cry.
Jesus!
Let's find out if you made your daughter cry.
What is she
if
doing
she
now?
If she finds out about it, it's going to be somebody's ass.
All I remember on Friday is...
I sound bad when I hear someone tell the
last,
story.
The last piece of advice I gave you on Friday, and not that you should take my advice, but I just spew it out anyway, I said, hey, just take the gift from your daughter. And you said, it's too late. I already made her bring it back.
Wow.
What's the deal?
Hi, B.
What is the deal?
Why? Hey, I've always given you 100%.
And she did.
So she gives you a gift.
It was a ring.
You told her to. How did you put it to her? Give us the. I mean, really, how did it really
tell
go?
Tell Mike
down?
Just how you told me. Tell him exactly the same way.
Okay. She brings in the little blue bag. I said, oh, Jennifer. She explained she had to give it to me then because she had to go get it then and she wanted me to have it before Mother's Day.
Okay.
Oh, man, I don't think I found that. And I opened it up and it was this ring. And I said, and she could tell by the expression on my face. She goes, you don't like it. I go, I don't.
Oh, Jesus.
No,
you bitch.
Terrible, yeah.
You're the bitchly cowcore mother of all time.
Ouch.
It's Tiffany. What didn't you... I mean, you could have lived with it. Even if you don't like it, you have to just say thank you.
How did she react?
She's on the street, Mike.
Do you think this is the first time she's given me something in 19 years? But I said, really don't like it, honey. Did you keep the receipt?
You do it all the time.
Does she give you stuff very often?
Yeah, she does.
And you give her stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I do.
And are you, I mean, this is kind of the way you deal with each other.
You're very honest with each other.
Very
honest. She gives you. I didn't say that to you. Yeah, I said, Jennifer.
You give her croutons, and you give her what? Sunflower seeds, and coupons.
Here's my question. I give her whatever she wants.
I'm trying not to make you out to be as horrible as you sound.
I know that.
Mike, it's going to be hard not to.
If you have this honest relationship, like a lot of people, I've seen it, I'm not used to it.
Bad policy.
That do the honesty, actually, if you don't like something, you tell the person, and they're fine with it? Or is it was it hurtful?
It was a little hurtful, but she knows that's how I am.
but here's the thing, honey.
Wow.
Here's the thing.
That's such a wonderful explanation.
It's goddamn Mother's Day, though.
I am.
You're her mother.
I know that. You're the parent.
You're the parental figure. You're
mom,
the only parent.
I'm dad. I'm
but here's the deal.
She's my roommate.
Tiffany's.
Yeah.
Tiffany's is not like buying something at like the bazaar. You know what I mean? Tiffany's is going to be
so
pretty well designed.
She took some time. She saved her dough from her job.
Right.
She got her mom a gift that she thought you'd really
so
like.
Sterling
sought
silver
your
ring,
huh?
Was it sterling silver?
Yes.
So a lovely Tiffany sterling silver ring. What the hell didn't you like about it?
How many rings? I don't wear a ring.
What did you want? A cheese log?
So what? Put it away.
What did you want?
And not wear it.
What did you want? A Hickory Farms gift certificate? I mean, that's a nice Mother's Day gift.
What
did you want? Bath oil beads?
Well, then she got me something that I did like.
What was that?
I'm terrible.
What was that?
Hold on. The next thing you did or did not like?
I did.
What is it? A sharp knife?
Wire hanger.
A serrated knife.
What was it? What was it, Beth Ann? Say it louder.
A cosmetic procedure at a salon?
Correct.
All right. Oh. What are you going to do? Did you give the ring back to her and say, here, take it back and keep the money? Or did you say, I'm taking it back?
She asked me to take it back for her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So you're going to give her the money?
Were you racked with guilt when you went back to Tiffany? Returned it?
No.
You were not.
I've done this before.
You don't wear rings. That's what you said. So, any ring.
I'm hoping that the only ring that will ever be on this left hand.
Oh, keep hoping.
No, you're wrong.
They're clamoring for it now. That's for sure.
It takes more than one tree to make a forest.
Keep opening.
Yeah.
Ronnie Mervis has just called all the workers and said, listen, get working overtime. We got to get that big diamond for Beth Ann.
Work extra hard, fellas.
This beautiful gift, seeking your approval.
You know what's funny is this from someone who claims not to understand me. Well, guess what? I don't think we understand each other.
Are you saying you're like this?
No.
Before we call social services, how
we keep a gift?
How
we put it on eBay?
How's your daughter?
She's okay. I mean,
you know, this might sound a little gay coming from me. But I have, as far as any kind of jewelry product that you know, I wouldn't really dig it unless it came from somebody.
Right.
You know, and that alone would be cause enough. But jewelry is, I don't know.
That was touching just a little gift, money, really.
Only because you said it yourself. Just wow, B.A.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel bad.
B.A. Let's see what our listeners have to say.
I'm stunned.
Hello, Don and Mike. Don't go anywhere, Beth Ann. Don't go anywhere,
no
B.A.
Blink
out of the studio.
Is Joan Crawford there? Can I talk to her?
She's right here.
You'll leave it rare.
Wire hanger! I know.
You meet her when you smell rats and pool food? That's horrible.
Okay. See you later. Bye-bye.
So, did you do anything with your daughter on Mother's Day?
That's a great next question.
We spent most of it in the car.
Oh, really?
Where were you going?
We were going to our vet in North Carolina. An emergency situation.
They're a closer vet.
What was the emergency? What, the dog needed some North Carolina barbecue? What was it?
My dog must have really bad hip dysplasia. And when I took her out on Saturday morning at 7 o'clock...
The rear end locked up?
She couldn't get back up the stairs. And then we live on the fourth floor. So literally, we got into the car at 7:15. And I called my vet in North Carolina because I knew the number.
North Carolina.
It's 6 hours away.
Yeah, right. There are many veterinarians in the Washington, D.C. metro area.
There's hundreds of them.
I thought after that Tiffany thing, I was speechless. I don't know what the hell to say. There's an emergency clinic at the mall over here for pets.
Does the dog wear a lot of jewelry? Sometimes we'll eat jewelry
if you leave. Anyway, so that's where we were. But it was cool, we were in the car together.
I'll ask, why in the name of Jesus did you go to North Carolina just to go to a vet?
Did you have a coupon?
Kinda. Because if something's wrong with her, this is the vet that has been her vet for half of her life.
Oh, so if you're going to put the dog down.
Is that
what you're saying? If you got to put the dog down.
Well, if something needed to be done, I would want him to do the surgery.
So did you think, not as weird then.
If I had gotten down the steps. And my leg locked up, Mom, would be on... You're damn right, we'd be on the way.
You'd be going to the mall.
Yeah.
So you'd
be going to the local mall with your daughter.
Your daughter said that if she had fallen.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. So many telling questions.
So the dog
that young lady asked.
The dog was fixed?
No, the dog's still in North Carolina.
Is the dog coming back from North Carolina?
I hope so. You're very close
to your dog, though. I mean, that's been from the day one on this show.
Remember, she loves her dog more than she loves
her dog. So you had a stressed-out weekend.
I did. And Jennifer was very... And that was the gift she gave me.
Okay.
She got in the car. There was a couple little things. Would you do this for me? And then we were fine, and she was there for me, and I let her drive. And
so that's like 12 hours of driving.
Let her drive. Way to go, Mom.
I don't.
Way to go out on a limb. Jennifer, you're 19. Happy Mother's Day. How would you like to? Have you ever had the thrill on driving on I-95?
Jennifer, have you ever driven a combustion engine?
Enjoy yourself.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can I leave now?
No, don't leave yet. I think these calls are for you, I bet.
I'm sure they are.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
BA.
Yeah.
I was wondering what you were doing this weekend, because it sounds like you fall in the same category as Don's wife. Crazy in the head, crazy in the bed.
Get out of here.
Could be a connection.
Hello. Don and Mike.
He may be onto something.
Hello.
I just imagine after a hard night of sex with Beth Ann, you've given it your all, you've really given her a run for the money, and you look over at her and say, Beth Ann, how was it for you, sweetheart?
Oh, I didn't like it.
Thank God.
That's right.
I think we're finding a trend here.
But I'll let you drive.
Let you drive 6 hours
I
to
drive
the
there
vet.
Bus.
Right.
Let you drive 6 hours to the vet.
What's the dog's name?
Bunny.
Almost dead.
Bunny?
Mm-hmm. Bunny is still down there.
Get well, Bunny.
Hello. Well, maybe Bunny can talk to Rudy.
Your dog, Rudy?
Yeah.
Oh, the one that's gone to the happy hunting ground.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's number two. It's the second time you've been able to do that.
Yeah.
You're making progress.
I miss that dog.
I know.
I wouldn't have driven to North Carolina for him.
I don't think you would have.
Not on Mother's Day. Hello.
Hello, Mommy Dear.
Mother's Day is special.
Oh, yeah. Mommy Dear.
I really do sound bad, don't I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, you do. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Mommy Dear.
Yes, I'm here.
You have to respond.
Hi, Mommy Dear. Hey, there's a really good vet in California. It'll only take 3.5 days to get here. Bye.
You know, I'm going to let you off the hook a little bit, because the whole idea of driving down with your daughter, because you were concerned that was the vet you wanted to, if something was wrong with your dog. I that to me is not as crazy as the ring thing.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
But that to me says you do love the dog more than your dog.
No, it doesn't.
I'm kidding about that. I know you love them the same. Hello, Don and Mike show, which is still weird that you wouldn't say you love your daughter more than an animal. Hello.
Yes.
Hi there.
Just wanted to tell Beth Ann it's not about you.
But I didn't get that.
They're all piling on now.
Yeah, Lottie and I deserve it.
Hello.
He was telling the story. I heard it. And I went, oh, well.
But, I mean, if your daughter rode with you 6 hours to and from North Carolina, I mean, you obviously have a good relationship with her.
I do. It's just different.
It sounds different.
Now, when she was on this 12-hour ride with you, how many of the hours was she in the trunk?
Not one of them.
Hello. Not in mine.
Yeah, no boyfriend, no husband, right? Remember that?
Right.
The cruelty. Don't be such an ass.
Why the chuckle?
Wow.
Why the chuckle, sir?
Because no girlfriend, no wife.
Yeah. And how you doing, sir?
Oh, this is great. Are you
married?
This is almost... It's better than my ex-wife's story.
Ex-wife. Okay. All right.
A lot of bitterness in the world.
Sure. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How are you? I'm a Mexican veterinarian. I can get her a great deal on her dog and some serious minerals down here.
Go away. You're not welcome here.
In Mexico, you're giving us the blues.
Besides, I don't want you to treat that dog while she's got a good doctor in North Carolina.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey there, Beth Ann, hold on to that money when you return the ring for your daughter's therapy.
coming from all sides.
It's good when the chicks call them, because that's when they get the real cat claws out.
I know.
Okay. Bye.
She's all happy with his own. Bye. La la la.
Train them well.
Yes.
What is the prognosis? I hate to ask this, but I will, because I know you're stressed out about it. What is the prognosis for your dog?
He's he had to put her sedator, and he took X-rays on Sunday. He came in on Sunday.
Yeah. How old is the dog?
Nine.
Yeah.
What's the prognosis on your daughter?
She's gonna be fine. She is fine.
Okay.
She's
gonna be fine.
She can take me. She can take anyone.
She's gonna be fine. Hello, Don and Mike show. Indicating she's not fine now. Hello.
I just wanted to say, you know, Beth Ann, it's all about you.
I know.
That poor dog with dysplasia sitting in a car for 6 hours. That poor dog.
That's the new way.
I stopped every hour so she could get out and walk. I knew that, sir.
That had to hurt.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Beth Ann, I was curious, when your daughter was in grade school, did any of her drawings make it on the front of the refrigerator? Did you always stick them on the back?
The good ones were on the front, the bad ones were on the side.
And you told her which ones were bad.
I told her, honey, you really need to work on your shading.
I don't like this one. Do you notice there's a 2-to-1 ratio of pictures on the side to the front?
I'd like to see this ratio better on the front.
You'll need it rare.
That's how it has all its vitamins.
My fans doubled over.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you if that's what your mother did to you.
In its most simple form, he's turning it on you, Don.
Oh, you mean Francis? You mean that bitch?
Did you give your mother a ring sometimes? She said, I don't like it.
No, I tell you what, though. I wish it would have given her a sock in the face.
Sock in the head, like Opie.
A sock in the face.
A sock in the eye.
And I mean a sock in the face. I mean a tube sock full of BBs. A sock in the face.
Hello, Joker.
Don't, Ed, I love having the freedom to say that about my mother.
Mm-hmm.
She's such a bitch.
It's liberating to you.
I mean it. She really is. Screw her. Beth Ann is 1,000 times the mother that Francis is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that, Beth Ann.
Thank you.
Your mother of the year. Your Marge Simpson. Your Donna Reed. Your Mrs. Huxtable. Mrs. Cosby. You're everything compared to my mom.
It's wonderful.
The gift. The gift that I gave her was living with her. That gift has been returned.
We all have our issues.
She didn't like the gift.
It's quite an introspective first segment here.
Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, hi.
Hey, I'd like to be in line to be a BA's next ex-husband.
Well, that sounds like an offer, BA.
I was never married, so.
Ah.
Oh. Another strike against you. Ouch. Ouch. Another strike.
Yeah, it's some guys might like that.
Yeah?
It's that modern thing.
Hello, Don and Mike show, but you know me, Mike. I'm old-fashioned.
Well, do you remember Joan Crawford and Steve Forrest? Faye Dunaway and Steve Forrest, that wasn't your typical relationship either.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You notice, really, I mean, there wasn't a man around for Christina and Christopher.
True.
Hey, Beth Ann.
Hello.
I feel your pain, baby. I've got a guppy I love better than my children.
Okay.
Its name is...
Okay.
Now,
we'll never know its name.
We'll take one more.
We find out the name of his guppy.
Everybody's piling on here.
That's okay.
Why would they do that, Beth Ann?
Because I deserve it?
No, because we kind of asked him.
We egged him on.
Yeah.
But, and yes, all of the above.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was kind of curious. Did the dog ride in the front seat?
That's a good question, Beth Ann.
She had more room in the back.
Funny lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
swear to God, you're
throw the meat
lady
in the water and the piranhas come up to the surface.
I keep telling you, you're great. That's why, you know why you're great? That's why you're great. Because you're not like the normal he said, she said. You know?
Does any part of you regret the 12 hours going down to that bed, or are you glad the dog's down there?
No, I'm glad the dog's down there, and I don't regret that I told Jennifer I didn't like the gift. I mean, that's...
Have you thought about getting a vet closer to home? Like,
we did, in the car.
You should really think about it, because what's a six-hour trip to you is a 42-hour trip to the dog.
That's right.
I never thought about it that way, Rob.
Yeah, and see, you start thinking about the dog a little more,
yeah,
if that's possible.
I've got to start doing that.
Yeah, my dog aged two, three days in that trip.
You're the greatest. Okay. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, B.A.
Now, why do you look so distressed?
Well, she had 12 hours in the car with a bad hip dog. And I don't mean like the dog wasn't hip.
That cat couldn't swim.
Hey, baby. What a hip hound.
Shake it, daddy-o.
It's hip hound.
Hello, Don and Mike.
D&M, what's up, guys?
Hey, hi.
Hey, look, I'm thinking conspiracy theory. The daughter got all ticked off that the Beth Ann didn't like the ring, so she got the dog sick. But then she felt bad, so she had to ride down.
Oh, well, that really is a conspiracy. Thank you, though.
Yeah, but the dog is kind of a hip thing. It's not like the dog puking all over the place where you would feed the dog.
Boy, it probably was a lifelong rivalry between the two of them, competing
like
for mom's love.
Right.
It's not like she cooked the dog and served the meal.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi. I'll
tell you. What's B.A.'s daughter's name?
Jennifer.
She can sure catch a frisbee. It's amazing to watch.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Way up in the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Imagine that.
Our own little side business called Pets to a Point.
That's okay. That's a good funny call. Thank you, my friend.
Do you think Jennifer growls if you roll up a newspaper?
Here's what I'm wondering. You go over to Beth Ann's house. Like, is there a little doghouse in Jennifer's bedroom? And do you think that there's like a bowl with food and water?
You know why that makes me laugh?
Why?
Your assumption that Jennifer has a bedroom. There's a plastic house in the kitchen.
Hard enough time just getting through the pet door.
A blanket and a pillow.
Yeah. And in the summer, she gets to go out of the backyard.
That's right.
And she gets that nice leash, that thing that lets a dog go to a certain point, and then when it tightens up, it goes on the dog's neck.
That time, Jennifer, I left the patio door open.
Lots of room to run and dig.
Meanwhile, the dog is down the hallway in his own room.
Typing.
Watching porn.
And drinking Merlot.
And playing poker with his other dog friends. Like that picture.
Just a slightly skewed household, but they make it work.
Somehow, they're happy.
Someday it'll be a sitcom.
Okay, we get out of break. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. That would be our official Mother's Day recap.
Yes, happy Mother's Day if we didn't hit you last week.
Stay there. We'll be right back, everybody.
Number 4, Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, bring a single malted Glengarry for me and one for my boy Mikey here. And if you tell the bartender to go easy on the water, then this 50-cent piece has your name written all over it. Okay? I want you to run along because I'll be timing you. I'm going to keep time. 1, 2, 3, 4. What an asshole. Baby, that was money. Tell me that wasn't money.
That was so demeaning.
She smiled, baby.
I can't believe what an asshole you are.
No, baby, she smiled.
She's smiling when an asshole.
No. She was smiling at how money I was.
The Don and Mike Show. 98% effective against chiggers and ticks.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
And welcome back. It's the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike are out. They're out. They'll be back on Monday, but they're up in New York taking care of some fangs. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Arnger, with you on this fine Friday afternoon. Let's get right back into the best of. Oh, it's time for some geekery, big time geekery. Do you know the Yoda quota? Let's find out together on the best of Don and Mike.
There are 4 or 5 different Star Wars nerd line meeting people getting and like forming communes in front of radio stations, TV stations, movie theaters. We will get into all of that tomorrow. Star Wars opens Thursday. Let's now welcome to the Don and Mike Show. It's a big moment for us.
I love your intro sometimes.
That little green son of a bitch. The one, the only. Well, I've got a tape, but let's bring him in first. Here he is.
Diminutive green Jedi Master Yoda.
Horny I am.
Horny. Hi, Mike.
Quiet you will be. Big voice bastard, you will shut up.
Hi, Mike.
Quiet, I said.
He's out.
Hi.
Here's the deal.
Game Pasta.
We are going to play a game with Yoda to give away today's Las Vegas vacation, courtesy of Independence Air.
How you all be?
The
How
game,
you all be?
The game is...
The Yoda Quota.
Don and Mike Show, I am on.
Hi, Mike.
Ice cream I will have. Flavorful it is.
Are you horny today?
Horny I am. VD I have.
Oh.
Tall I was. 6'2 I was.
Wow.
Short I am now. Body ravaged it is.
Have you met Beth?
Ravaged by VD I am.
Have you met Beth Ann?
That's it. Ooh, pretty she is. Yoda like to say hi. Yoda make one of his special videos. Upskirt it is. Internet it will run on.
Now here's the game we're going to play with Yoda.
Games I love.
You call in at 877-365-3636, and you must get 3 in a row to win on our Star Wars trivia.
No penicillin on Tatooine. Ooh. Vader. Swordsman I am. No lightsaber, though.
Here's the deal. You got to get 3 in a row, and it's going to be fake or real.
Manhood, I will use.
Star Wars people, Star Wars places.
Geeks they are.
Star Wars things.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Buzz, we're going to use you as...
Oh, boy. Smell bad, they do.
Use you as the guinea pig
I'm
here.
I'm no expert.
Ooh, guinea
right.
pig he will be.
Mm. I'll give you two words.
Uh-huh.
Yoda will use each of them in a sentence.
Uh-huh.
And you have to decide which is the real word and which is
oh.
the fake word.
Okay.
Buzz Burbank.
Hi,
you see not what hides under my burlap robe.
I'm thankful for that.
Ooh. Touching it, I am.
Oh, don't. Please don't.
For instance.
Playing with it, I am.
Yoda, if you would use each of the following words in a sentence.
Concentration, I have not.
The first word.
Stimulated, I am.
The first word is Kebbert. Would you please use the word Kebbert in a sentence, Yoda?
Retrieve, you must. The Kebbert from the stew.
Now, the word that you're going to guess against, Buzz, is the word Verk.
Okay.
Would you please, V-U-R-K, would you use that in a sentence, please?
A good Jedi. Verk he must.
Now, Buzz, this is where you get to play the game.
Uh-huh.
You get to decide... Which word it is.
Which word is fake. Which word is not from Star Wars.
Right.
All right. I'm going to guess Kebbert.
Kebbert.
Uh-huh.
You would be correct because Kebbert is Trebek spelled backwards.
Ah.
Ooh, lying you are.
And Verk is a primitive nomadic species.
Massage I require. Immediately it must be given. Much Jedi strange to be had at the cinema.
Yeah.
Many fat Star Wars fans I must do.
Diminutive green Jedi Master Yoda.
Peel back the latex, you must.
I might.
Find the Yoda treasure that waits for you. I call it the Yoda Tower. Beware of the Yoda Tower.
Ooh. Let's try it with Bethany.
All right.
Hi, Bethany.
Before we open up to you guys,
McBride.
Hello.
Hi, BA.
Pretty she is.
Now, Beth Ann, are you a Star Wars aficionado?
Not at all.
Frigid you are.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, find your star here.
Hey, big word there is starfish.
Find your starfish. And retreat, you will.
Diminutive green Jedi Master Yoda.
Horrible it is.
Okay. Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah.
Beth Ann McBride. Hardy you are.
Okay, the first word, Yoda, please use it in a sentence.
A sentence I will use?
The first... Oh, that's Joe.
Quiet, he must be. Phone screener he is. Challenged he is.
The first word is Vandella.
Vandella.
In a Star Wars sentence, please.
Many times ago, fight they did. Move the spaceship to the Vandella port, and you will find the key.
The other word?
Okay.
Kessel.
I have to take a Kessel.
Beth Ann, which is the real word?
Vandella.
Vandella is the fake word, as in Martha Reeves and the Vandellas.
Vandellas, singers they are.
Okay.
And what was the other one? Oh, Kessel.
Kessel.
Kessel is home to the biggest space mine in the Star Wars galaxy.
Ooh, Yoda's hemorrhoids. Acting up they are.
Or are they really?
Like Wookiees they be. Little pink Wookiee. Sorry, green.
I'm surprised that Lucas hasn't turned that into like a promotional gimmick with M&M, you know. Find Yoda's roid.
Find my roid.
Find the green roid and win.
Oh, you found the roid. Painful it is. Ointments no longer. Ooh, Star Wars bar I must visit. Many fat chicks, I see.
Diminutive green Jedi Master Yoda.
Yoda!
Okay, you
Yoda.
Want to try?
Yoda!
Let's try with someone for the trip to Las Vegas.
All right.
Let's see who we got. Oh, every line is buzzing here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Jennifer?
Hey.
What would you like to say, Yoda?
Screwed, I got him a Diet Pepsi deal, I did. Fire E for my month.
That Jennifer.
Agent is he.
Now, Jennifer, you must get three in a row to win the trip to Las Vegas.
Greetings, Jennifer. Greetings.
Hello?
Greetings.
Yes.
Here Greetings. Can you. Stupid are you?
Huh?
Yes, dumb you are. Understand me, can you?
Yes, I can.
Okay, here we go, Jennifer. You must get three in a row to win the trip to Las Vegas.
Focus, you must.
The first word is Hoth. H-O-T-H. Please use it in a Star Wars sentence, Yoda.
Ooh, tired I am. I will retreat to the Hoth for 40 winks.
Here is the other word. My Jian. It's M-A-J-I-A-N. My Jian.
Ooh, a Jedi must you be to study your My Jian. Day and night it must be.
Jennifer, Hoth or now My Jian, which is real?
My Jian.
Oh.
Oh, loser you are.
I am sorry. My Jian. My Jian is a Chinese basketball Olympian.
Loser she is. Fly around the room, I will.
Hoth. Oh. Hoth is an icy planet.
Keep that screwed down.
Oh, and Jennifer, that means you're a big loser. I'm
Party,
sorry.
I will.
You didn't get three in a row. But
retarded she was.
Jennifer, hold on a second. Are you still there, honey?
Uh-huh.
Jennifer, for you, the Jeopardy prize pack, fill the DVDs, CDs, and the Jeopardy board game. Watch Jeopardy's Ultimate Tournament of Champions this week. Who will be Ken Jennings? He's a big Star Wars fan.
Why?
Jeopardy weeknights at 7:30 on ABC 7.
Fly like a sister, I can.
Hold on, Jennifer.
Jessica I will.
Simpson, I must do.
Hold on for your prize. Okay, so you get the game?
Yoda wants.
You have to guess which one is real and which one is fake. If you get three in a row.
Jessica Yoda!
You.
Winner!
Are a big winner on your way to San Francisco.
Liar
out! I'm sorry, on your way to Las Vegas.
Vegas, you will go. What stays in Vegas? Lays in Vegas.
And the name of the game is?
The Yoda Quota.
The Yoda Quota. Ooh. Show Jessica the Scrota, I will.
Oh.
Green it is.
Oh. Are you ready to try to give away a trip to Las Vegas?
Actually, you, I am. Ooh, use the car. Land, I will.
Let's go to,
Tired arms, I have.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Who is this? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hi. What's your name?
My name is Larry.
Larry, where are you from?
D.C.
All right. You big Star Wars fan?
You know.
Did you say Zazu?
Zazu. I'm literate with the popular culture, but I'm not exactly.
All right, there you are.
Here we go. You got to decide if it's real or fake. And it's looked at the clock here. So it may be the first person that gets it right wins the trip.
Lucky they will be. Cottonmouth, I have. Drink the absinthe, I did.
The first word is VURK. V-U-R-K. Yoda.
Painful, I am. Ooh, a VURK in my shoe.
Oh, we use that one?
Yeah.
The Yoda Quota.
Okay, then how about this one? Nubians.
Nubians, I see. On the horizon, are they?
And Moth Vice.
Moth Vice, we will visit. He will know the answer.
Which is real, which is fake. Which is the real one?
I think the second one's the real one.
You think Moth Vice is real?
I do.
You're a big loser.
No, you loser you are.
Moth Vice is just something we wrote because we love Bobice.
Smuff Bice!
See, it doesn't really have to make any sense.
No. I don't contest it, is he?
Nubians are people who live on the planet Nubia, which is a planet in the core worlds.
The core worlds? Ooh, scary they are.
So you are a big sad loser. Sorry about that.
Farewell, you be.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Who is this, please?
Enlarged prostate I have. What did you say?
Yoda Quota.
Yoda Quota. Name you have, please.
Say again?
Give the name you must.
Alan.
Alan, where are you from, Alan?
Fredericksburg.
Are you a Star Wars fan aficionado?
I am a high-functioning Star Wars homo.
Alan!
Okay.
Homo.
Boring are you?
Say again?
Boring are you?
Here are your two words.
Jesus Christ!
Your first word is... Barbizon. Please use it in a Star Wars related way. Yoda.
Reboot the lightsaber, you will. Go to Barbizon. They will teach you.
The other word is Kit Fisto.
I'm Kit Fisto. An interplanetary whoopsie I will be.
Okay, which is real, which is fake?
I'm going to go with option two.
As
option two, meaning number two is real or fake?
Is real.
Okay, this guy got that. Kit Fisto.
A winner he is.
Is a tentacled Jedi Knight, and Barbizon is a famous modeling school.
Ooh. Okay.
All right, we got a player here. Let's give him one more.
Fly like an eagle.
Let's see if he gets one more.
To the sea.
Here you go. Two more words for you. And the words are...
Stay for just a little while.
The words are...
Song blue.
The Womack. In a sentence, please.
Yes. To the planet Leanne we will go. On Womack we will make our decision.
And Mosep.
Mosep. Yoda, free he is. A Mosep. Removed from his calling it was.
Mosep and the Womack.
I'm going to go with Mosep.
Real or fake?
Real.
Wow. A winner, are
okay.
you?
Now, this guy's good.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Good is he.
Mosep is a place from Star Wars 4.
Sure is.
And, of course, the other one was, I was thinking Bobby Womack, but you were right with Leon Womack as well. Yoda.
Cramps I have.
Okay, one more.
Shake hands with Buzz, I did.
Oh, one more and you're the big winner. You get 3 for 3, you go to Las Vegas.
Eating corn, I did.
Oh, corn. Are you ready, Alan?
I am ready.
Okay.
Good luck, Alan.
Your two words are...
Good dude.
General Willard.
We'll take the dark side any day now. We must fly as quickly as you can go. Go you must to take on General Willard. He's a bastard.
Or Platsis. P-L-A-T-S-I-S.
Good hygiene does Yoda practice each and every day to get the platsis off of his teeth.
Okay, which is the real one?
That was a poll.
I'm going to go with the second one, Don. It's real.
You mean platsis?
Platsis.
That's made up. That's a combination of both Paris Hilton and Paris Latsis' name.
Latsis.
Hey, what was the...
Shipping magnet he is.
Yes.
What was the other one? I forgot what the other...
General Willard.
Oh, yeah.
He's just a guy.
General Willard?
General Willard was in Star Wars 4.
Today's show is he on?
No.
He's not on today's show.
Common Miranda he will be.
God, we gotta fly the buzz.
Fly again, Willard!
The guy got two.
Two out of three.
The guy got two out of three. You want to try one more, dude?
Willard.
You ready for it? Here you go. How about this? You don't even have to use it in a sentence. Garagos and Bethana. Which is real and which is fake? Garagos and Bethana.
Play I will not. Time we are running out of.
Oh, yes.
Pressed you are.
Oh, yes.
Put upon you are.
Hey, come on, answer.
Garagos.
Real or fake? Real or fake?
Real.
Wrong!
Wrong you are. Scotch I will chug.
Mark Garagos, who's a Michael Jackson attorney.
Loser is he.
And I don't know what the other one is, but that's how we play.
The Yoda Quota.
Yoda Quota.
Diminutive Green Jedi Master Yoda.
Thank you, John Norman.
We'll bring you back again. My friend,
yes.
You've won the trip to Las Vegas today, courtesy of Independence Air, FlyEye.com. Don't forget, get your Happy Bags game tag today at FlyEye.com. Go your own way, IndependenceAir.com.
Fly away
Thank
now.
Thank you.
I'm a
Diminutive Green Jedi Master Yoda.
See the movie you will. Residuals I require.
I might.
Percentage of the gross I will get.
Okay.
Ephraim,
Thank you,
I will call.
Thank you, Alan.
Joe, I will... Ooh, informative you are.
Speaking of, are you, how you built down there?
100%. Ken doll, I am not.
Good for you.
Big I am.
Okay.
Porno quality it is.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Do you realize how many guys I've coached against that either played for me or coached for me? I mean, goddamn, I'd be an emotional wreck if I had emotions for every goddamn guy that I coach against that's played or coached or whatever. I mean, hell, I've had Jimmy Cruz. And goddamn, Jimmy played for me, was a great player, and coached for me for about 8 years. Christ, I should have gone to Devin's. And goddamn, I should have been just emotionally drained, for Christ's sake.
The Don and Mike Show.
They'll make you sharks. The Don and Mike Show.
Yes, they will.
They will do that on Monday, because today Don and Mike taking a day off to run up to New York and do some business, some radio business. I'm your host, legendary Joe Arndinger, with you. Let's get right back into the Bodam, the best of Don and Mike. This is a good one. It's all about the security system in the electrical room. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Find out if the crime guy is here today as well.
Absolutely.
Matt the engineer.
You can't help but laugh at that.
I know.
It's terribly cruel, but so funny.
Find out if he's here.
We should right off the bat. I saw Tony. I didn't see Matt.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, who's this at the front desk?
This
is Don and Mike. Hello, who's this?
Oh, you sounded different. My God, you sounded 20 years younger.
I thought you were one of those creepy people. Hey, Colette, is Matt the engineer here?
No, he's not in today.
Not in today.
So he's sick again today.
Yes.
You know what his ailment is?
No, I don't.
Okay. Thank you, Colette. Sorry we didn't recognize you.
Okay.
Oh, hey, listen, Colette, as long as you're on the line.
Yeah.
Maybe you can explain something to me. We've got this new... allegedly very expensive security system at right. The station. And everybody now, every time you want to leave to go take a leak, or in the case of the guys that go out and smoke, you've got to use one of your swipe keys to get in and out. And that's okay, but how do you all feel about the fact that Colette, when she's sitting up there, or whoever the creepy person is, you're not creepy, Colette, the creepy people that take your place.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's how I got in trouble with the Bridget Jones.
That's right.
Exactly. Colette is not creepy, but like when they have that intern who's got those hollow eyes.
Andy?
Yes, Andy, the guy that...
Andrew.
Well, no, or... I call him Andy, but yeah, I guess it's Andrew. Right.
There's a lovely lady that substitutes for Colette that sits up there.
Yes, Shayla.
Yeah. Shayla,
right? Yeah, oh, yeah. Babe. Yeah, no problem there.
Shayla's very easy on the eye. Yeah.
But no matter who it is that's sitting there, you realize that they can no longer buzz you in, that you're going to have to use, even during business hours, you have to use your swipe card to get in and out.
She no longer has the capability, or she's been told not
to? No, I think I'm trying to check.
I can still buzz in.
Oh, it's going to be
you. Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Hold on, Rob. Didn't you tell me she couldn't?
That's what I heard. I heard that
Well, Tony said that to me, but he was joking when he said it. It was kind of lighthearted, because I've already lost mine.
You lost your key?
Yes.
Well, you know that's a...
If that's true...
Yeah.
Do you know it's going to cost you $10 to get it back?
I'm not going
to
pay it.
And did you know this?
That I'll come in a window.
The cards... The cards... Let's isolate that.
Hey!
The cards... The swipe cards.
Peeping Tom's anthem.
The cards cost $4.
$4.50.
$4.50.
And if you lose it, you have to pay 10, and then the additional 550 goes into a slush fund for some big morale-boosting party.
Yes.
I'm not worried about that, losing my card, because I know how to wrap my fist in the towel. That's all you need, really.
Yep. So you can buzz people in during business hours.
Yes.
All right. Well, then that's different than you told me, boy.
Well, it's not what I was informed of. How long before someone puts some piece of mail correspondence in the door jamb so it doesn't click shut?
or one of these cars.
Will the outer security door be locked at all times, too?
I'm sorry?
Don't be. The timer is set so that that should remain open during business hours, but that timer wasn't working as of today.
Of course. Gotcha. The guy was up there with all the wires.
All right, cool. Yeah. Well, listen, it sounds terribly busy there, as you can hear all of the lines ringing.
Yes. Work for it.
It's a very important radio station.
Gillette, before we get off the line, did I have any mail today?
No, no mail today. Oh, the mail hasn't come yet.
Okay, be sure to let me know.
I will.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Have my bosom rags arrived?
Bosom rags.
She's gone.
Yeah. I get one piece of mail a week here at the radio station.
And today's the day?
Notable quotables.
Yes. Let's see. Tony
and
Diggs.
And I throw it away.
His number is Tony Diggs.
Diggs Tony.
No, hold on. They
don't do it like that. Remember, this list is not done with last name. It's by first name.
Mm-hmm. And it's basically who gets bumped.
Is it buzzing?
Yeah, 828.
2828?
No, 828.
No, it's got to be 4 digits.
It has to be 4 digits, Buzz.
Hi, 2828.
My list is expired.
I think 2828 is Beth Ann, though.
No, I think she's 2858.
Oh, no, she's 2888.
Oh. Once again, 58. The radio station has changed its phone numbers and not informed me.
Well, it sounds like Tony's out on assignment somewhere.
Do you do a lot of in-house calling, Buzz?
I do a fair amount, yes. I try to, but not successfully.
Well, he's not there. God damn it.
How long have we been here? Here at this place?
Almost 15 years.
I don't think in the 15 years, I've done the operator a lot of times, but I don't think I've ever called anybody direct with a phone number.
You should have
in-house.
It's fun.
Is it? Yeah.
Well, Tony's not even getting his voicemail, so we could check on the other engineer, Matt the Crybaby.
Who seems to be out of work for a second day.
He's sick for a second day.
Oh, I don't know.
Or third, if he was not here for.
I don't think he's dead, Rob. I really don't think he's dead.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think Beth Ann spoke. Oh, you got a hold of him?
I'm trying.
I don't think that Beth Ann spoke to Matt the Crybaby yesterday, and that's only a joke too, Matt, if you're crying at home about that. I think it was the girlfriend that said Matt was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you've not really spoken
to him. He could be in a shallow grave.
You got Tony?
That is Tony.
Here he is now. Chief Engineer Anthony Diggs. Hey, Tony.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi. Now, when you told Rob that we were not going to be able to be buzzed in, that you would have to pull out, go through the laborious...
thing he said to me. Also, and I believe he was being lighthearted.
Actually, I was not.
Oh.
At that instant, that was the case, but I've since smacked the security guy and told him how stupid it was, and we're installing a switch as we speak.
Ah, very good. So the switch will basically allow people at the reception desk to buzz people in.
Correct.
Okay.
Cool. To another question that I heard you ask earlier on the air, the outside glass door is on a timer now within the security system. It will unlock itself at... what time is it? 8:30 in the morning, and will lock itself at 5:30. So you'll have to have the card after that.
So anyone who wants to break into this place, your prime hours now are from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30.
Well, it's going to be sure about having to break through. After that, you kind of have to fight somebody.
Tony, I have a question about. I'm
tighter
sorry,
than Mother Teresa. That's how tight this place is going to be after 5:30.
I have a question about the security cameras, Tony. Is it true that those cameras are going directly to corporate? And will be reviewed periodically just by managers at upper levels that want to just see who's in and out of the building?
There are 13 cameras.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
They are being recorded by a hard drive recorder. It records for 3 weeks and 2 days before it records over it. So within a period of 3 weeks and 2 days, if they need to look at anyone going or coming for whatever reason,
right,
it is possible to review the tape. If they like to look at it live, it actually has its own IP address, and they can look at it on the web.
That's really great, Big Brother. And they're also going to track us by the times that we swipe in and out, right? Like even if you go to take a leak or something, there's going to be a note of that.
Oh, good. They'll know our bathroom habits.
That is indeed true. Every time you use the card, it does record itself on the computer. Good. And should they want to see you going to the bathroom, they simply take that time code and punch it into the hard drive.
What if they see me going to the bathroom down in the garage?
Because there's a camera down there now.
In that case, we zoom in and use an enlargement that we then put on the bulletin board.
Is there a camera?
You don't need a zoom lens for that.
Is there a camera in the air studio?
No, unless you'd like to be like your sister station in Lanham, which does have one in the air studio.
Ooh, but that would be the worst. Have you seen the creepy thing that they have out in the lobby? That thing like in Las Vegas, where it's just a little eye in the sky? Yeah. And you know that there's some creep at our corporate office who's sitting looking at these 13 different cameras.
I tested it. When they were testing it out, I came by and gave a greeting to the person at Lanham.
They do occasionally look, guys, because there was a guy here from Lanham, and he looked at Steve, your favorite salesperson for Redskins, and said, you know, yesterday you had on a nice tie.
Oh, that's creepy.
Wow, that's extremely
that's
creepy.
That's so creepy.
Have they gotten Steve having a beer in the morning yet?
To my knowledge, no.
Okay. All right, thank you, Tony.
Okay.
Oh, and Tony.
Yes.
Last thing. Mike mentioned he had lost his card.
I was kidding about that.
I knew you were, right. But for anybody that does lose their card, is that true, that part, as well, that it's like you pay half of what it costs and then the other half is going to go into some slush fund?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
All right.
All right, good.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay.
This gets more and more fun.
Bye-bye.
Another news suit for Michael Hughes.
More sex on the stairwell.
Wow.
The emperor's too close.
Here's what we have to do. We got to find them all. We got to find at least where the cameras are around here. 13 of them.
13.
Could you think of 13 places to put cameras around here?
One in the lobby.
I know.
One down in the garage.
Two in the garage.
Two in the garage. Mm-hmm. One in the stairwell. That's only four.
Right. One out front?
Oh. Do you think they would do that? Okay, that's only five. Oh, God.
I mean, it's scary. 13 cameras.
Do you think they have bathroom cameras?
There's one under.
You know, we could get a lot of our answers solved if they're listening at corporate. Mm-hmm. We could get a lot of our answers about who leaves the gigantic mess in the afternoon.
Really that's the one place you need one.
They have two. Tony told me they have two U.S. cameras that are mounted in different places.
Two U.S. cameras?
Upskirt.
I know one's at Madonna's desk.
Permanently on. Right. On slow-mo.
Okay, well, this is great working here.
Yeah.
It's really good.
More and more fun. 13 cameras to record our every move.
You know, we're working in a studio really circa like 19... WKRP. Let me just say that. Mm-hmm. Circa 1978.
That's right.
We're working with crap conditions, but we do have state-of-the-art surveillance.
I just recalled that in the engineer shop, that's where the monitors are fed. So you can go and figure out where the cameras are by looking back there.
But they have monitors in the engineers?
Well, they've got one monitor, and the screen is cut up into like 12 pieces. So you can see.
And it's up and running now?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I want to go look.
But sadly, if you're back there, you can't see yourself.
What about it? What about in the you know where I bet also?
The stairwell.
I bet in the stairwell?
The stairwell.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know you said that. What about out by the fire exit?
Yeah, probably the fire.
There is one there because they hate when people actually use that door.
Right. Yeah.
And what is the room in the radio station where people have sex now?
The green room.
Really? I've always thought it was the big office upstairs, the big conference room upstairs.
You think there's one up there?
I don't know.
What is the room where people have sex now?
Who should we ask?
I'll ask Colette.
She'll know. Remember when Robert was here? No, I'm kidding. Colette, it's only a joke.
We're having to say that an awful lot today.
WJFK.
Hi, Colette. It's Don and Mike again.
I'm Don and Mike.
How you been? Hey, how's since the last time we talked to you?
Hey, what's the room in the station where people have sex now?
Electric room.
The electric room.
Okay, thanks, Colette.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And
it is electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
I've got the name.
Oh, I forgot to ask her, Rob.
What?
My mail was here yet.
Electric room. Where's the electric room at?
Yeah,
it's right by the bathroom.
Colette.
Yes?
Is my mail here yet?
Not yet.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye, man.
The electric room.
Where's the electric room?
Yeah. Where's the electric room?
Where's the phone room, the electric room. It's by the ladies' room.
The one upstairs?
No, down here.
Down here?
That's the janitor's closet. Are you talking about the phone?
It's the janitor's closet.
The phone room.
You've heard of no sex in the champagne room?
Yes.
There's no sex in the electric room.
Not what I hear.
Or no champagne.
At least you'd have the answer,
though. There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, best thing to do, stand outside, smile at the camera, and keep swiping in and out, in and out, in and out. They'll go nuts.
That's what we want to do, is drive our employers. Well, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
just
you.
What we want to do, but yes. Hold on. Give me some chime time here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm flipped on you. You're okay. That's a good idea.
So gone are the days of like part-timers or weekenders saying, yeah, I was here late. I was here late on the weekend. Yeah.
Right.
Clocking in for more hours.
Or saying as I wasn't here. As
right.
the case from time to time.
Right. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Those things go missing.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, this yeah. is Matt's pillowcase.
Turn down your radio. Got a real good concept. But turn down your radio, please, Matt's pillowcase.
Yes, this is Matt's pillowcase.
Yes.
And I am more moist than Rosio's folds.
Ooh, okay, thank you.
You.
Bye bye. Very telling.
A vivid picture. Really.
It's telling when the linens call. I forgot to ask what his thread count was.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Our house sisters
hey, Don
are.
And Mike. Don
yeah.
and Mike.
Hi there.
Don and Mike, Matt here. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, listen, I understand that management is changing the name of the radio station to WCTU. Hey, listen, seriously, take Tony there and put a nasally New York accent on. You got that geek Edgar.
Edgar. Oh, listen, hold on. Thank you for the call.
All right.
I guess we'll start with 24, yeah. which was just outstanding again last night.
Great. Knotted out halfway through it, though.
Oh, you missed a good one to fall asleep through, because, you know, there's only three left now. And
well, you really shouldn't fall asleep at any episode of 24. It's just so frantic.
Right.
Everything is happening now. The Chinese guy told him where Merlot, or whatever his name is. And,
Marwan.
And they
Merlot.
They fired the rocket.
Oh, yeah.
The warhead. It's off.
Now, to me, I don't see how they fix that.
And
shoot it down.
There's a lot of ways, yeah. But as I was telling you in the office, Mike, Edgar Stiles,
mm-hmm.
my man, our man, Edgar Stiles,
will be responsible for nuclear war with China.
They've got Jack Bauer's girlfriend, whose husband just died.
Mm-hmm.
They've got her in the room, and she's lying to the Chinese consulate, mm-hmm. and she's saying that she was working with Jack Bauer
right.
during the time that Chinese dude was killed. So then they say, who took your shift? Who replaced you? And she says, Edgar Stiles.
Edgar Stiles.
Immediately, princess phone alert, because that's how I am.
Hobo.
Right.
Call up Rob. I go, you mark my words. Edgar's going to be the fall guy.
He's going to blow it.
And who knew? And I was talking about, like, for next week.
Right.
Who knew in the next scene, as the Chinese guy's being let out of CTU?
Right.
He turns, and of course he sees Edgar. And he goes, aren't you Edgar Stiles? Yes, I am.
He just happened to know who Edgar Stiles was. Right?
Were you working with Jack Bauer between 1 and 3 a.m.?
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
I came here. I got to go back to work.
Didn't he say Jack wasn't here?
Yeah, something like that. Isn't that what he said? Like, Jack, I didn't see Jack or Jack.
No, I was alone. I got to go.
Yeah. It was great. So now the Chinese government knows that we're lying about that,
right.
about CTU being there.
I like the moment with Chloe when they said the head of CTU. Or I get confused. Is it the moon-faced girl that's the head or the gray-haired guy that's the head of CTU?
No, it's the gray-haired guy. And you got to remember that when she was in Canada, he was banging her, and that's why Tony Almeida...
Is that why he said, I can't let your personality disorder...
We don't have time for your personality disorder, he said to Chloe.
Jack Bauer.
That was great. Best moment in the show.
He's great. And the guy with gray hair, I think, is the guy that runs CTU, and I think
right.
Michelle is underneath him.
And not,
I
guess
she was underneath him in Canada
yeah.
as well, I guess.
He's not a geeky guy like the new president compared to the old president, but that head of CTU sure gets disrespected a lot on that show.
Mm-hmm. And the president, the guy, not the big black president, not President
right.
Palmer,
right.
the Nixon-looking guy, I'm telling you, that's Michael Hughes, our general manager. Last night, he was so great. He's sitting in a room, the president of the United States, de facto, sitting in a room by himself, like playing solitaire on the computer, while that guy, Mike, and the big black Allstate president
right.
are sitting in the other room deciding what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And he gets all mad. He comes in and he goes, I can't believe you, CTU was in there.
And then President Palmer shuts him right down.
Yeah.
And immediately he's like, looks over at Mike.
And I noticed, good for Allstate, running those ads
yes,
right
yes.
in the middle of 24
no
last
coincidence.
Night. Yeah, pretty good. Pretty strong 24 episode last night, so 2 hours to go.
Good.
And you know that they're going to stop the warhead, but
of course.
How are they going to stop
it? Or are they? You know, they have death and destruction on 24.
Yeah, but this is tens of millions of people.
Yeah, but the thing is...
And all of them going to work. All of those people, because they're talking about getting it done before the morning commute starts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a great show, 24. Yeah. Everybody's calling about 24.
I'm working.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You know, I can look past these guys shooting down Air Force One. I'll even look past them finding the code. But to allow the Chinese consulate to come into CTU and interrogate people, that was just ridiculous.
Come on. Well, what's the number one rule? Suspend disbelief.
We've got a situation here.
Please?
You're trying to avert a major crisis.
And love the Don and Mike show.
It's my job.
And with all the people in the government, you know, I could be the same way, but you have to laugh at it.
Right,
with
right.
all the people that would be involved, really, the only people involved in this nuclear crisis are the big black president,
right.
Mike, his aide, mm-hmm. and Jack Bauer.
Not to mention Edgar Stiles. You don't need anybody else.
You know what was great in the coming attractions is they're going to bring back William Devane's son, the pothead.
Oh, good.
Did you see that?
No, I never watched the
Apparently,
upcoming week stuff.
He had something to do with it after all because he
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the son that he disowned.
Remember?
Yeah.
And Devane's teeth will be back as well.
And there was no Baruch last night.
No Baruch.
I thought I read on some spoiler website that Baruch was supposed to be back last night.
I saw him riding the missile. So,
hello, Don and Mike show.
EPIO.
Hello, are you there?
What a doodle, Buzz. Hi, it's the Greaseman calling. What a doodle. Buzz?
I think he's speaking to you, Buzz.
Yes, go ahead.
Buzz, the security cameras are going to put an end to our testy sessions of Bravo Lingish.
I'm afraid they are, Grease. I'm afraid they are.
Hang up on that guy. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Abu McGee, hey, what's up, Dynamite?
You are on the air. Hello.
Yeah, Jack Bauer. What Edgar did when the Oriental guy was walking out, he asked him, "What did you do? What happened to the woman when they brought in her husband?" And Edgar said, "Oh, she went down to the." For the emergency room.
Oh, that's right, because as you so succinctly put it, the Oriental guy had said to her earlier, how come you did not go to be with your husband while he was dying?
Once again, sir, I recommend a vacation this summer in Siam.
Thank you.
Just the Orient.
Go over and see Yul Brynner.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I was wondering how much you thought the Cisco ad cost.
Oh, yeah, listen, you know, good call. I'm going to give you a chime, too. I thought the same thing last night. They were having a problem with the computers at CTU, and for maybe a minute on every screen, and I'm doing it again, so I'm an idiot too, all you see is Cisco Systems.
Oh, really?
Right,
I mean, it was like they were having a problem with someone hacking into their software.
Oh, good. Well, I'm happy. Cisco would know about that after what happened last year.
Yeah, exactly.
A nice big salute to Cisco. I was a major stockholder in Cisco.
Yes.
I mean, major for me. And I want to just say thank you.
Thank you. I just want to say this. The Cisco kid, he was a friend of mine.
We got a break. We'll be right back, friends.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike show.
You know, they're quite willing to kill off nature, you know, for a cheap buck, and then, you know, and then just point the finger at somebody else for why the jobs disappeared. Hello?
Yep. I'm sorry. Go on and rephrase that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. The best of Don and Mike.
Hey, thank you, Sonny. Oh, hey, Rob, what's going on? You got something to say? Say it now.
Thank you, Joe. This portion of the Don and Mike Show is brought to you by eSurance.com.
Uh-huh.
Instant online car insurance.
Right.
Hey, now.
Hey, now. Thank you, Rob. And we're in the middle of Best of Don and Mike.
Ooh, it's time for a phone scan on the Best of Don and Mike.
Mike, hello.
Yeah, about the electric room.
Yeah, the electric room where everybody has sex at the radio station.
Yeah, would you know if they got like a futon in there or an ashtray or
something? No, that's the neat thing about the electric room. There's not a lot of room. It's very cramped. And I would say anything that took place would probably have to take place standing up.
Very little room, a lot of electric.
And a lot of resistors.
Could there be one person standing and... One person squatting or kneeling?
Oh, yeah.
Kneeling,
that could happen, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, really, it's a narrow room. I think lying down might be out of the question.
Not long enough, I don't think.
I don't think it's long enough or wide enough.
And the floor's dirty.
I got to check it. Well, that won't stop anybody. Yeah. I got to check this room out, though.
Do.
The room to have sex.
The electric room.
We call it the sex room.
Don and Mike. Hello. Hi there.
I just wanted to say I think Jack has the best phone reception I've ever seen on television.
Yeah, he never loses a call.
You know, that's one of the things I think that they address somewhere, if you go to one of those sites with people nitpicking about 24, mm-hmm. where they actually will say that, like in episode 3, you don't see it, but Jack switched his cell phone or he was out in the field and somebody said, take a new phone.
A fresh one. The pilot was Jack actually running around going, can you hear me now?
Yeah, but but you know, I don't care if he's in a bunker 80 feet below the earth,
mm-hmm.
that guy always gets a signal.
Well, he doesn't have the run of the mill that, you know, buy at the mall cell phone.
No, he's got a special CTU cell phone.
Spy cell phone.
With superpowers.
Spy phone.
It's great.
Spy phone.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye now.
Sweetie.
Bye-bye, sweetie. See you in the electric room. Standing.
Yeah,
I like that.
You laugh.
No parking, baby.
Yeah. No parking on the dance floor. No parking in the electric room.
I'm going to go out to the electric room during the break.
Go to Electric Avenue. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Be sure and knock.
Hello.
I wonder.
What was the director said to Chloe when she gave that weird look and said something to him?
That's the personality disorder.
Right.
We don't have time. Yeah. We don't have time for your personality disorder.
That was hilarious.
It was.
A lot of guys love that line.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah. The electric room. Is it for couples only?
No. Of course not. Oh. As many people as you can get in there.
No, I'm wondering.
Few.
Is it for singles?
Sure.
Oh.
If it's available. I think it's for couples or singles. Male or female.
I love
the electric room shocking. Don't come knocking.
Then we're going to have one of those books that people sign. Because I got to know if I'm going to go in, and I'm not going to go in with anybody that works here.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to go in by myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if I'm in there, you'll know what to read. Jack Black.
Hello, Donna. Show. Hello. Hello. You better see the doctor then.
It's true.
Hello.
Still hurts.
Hello there.
Hello.
You're on the air. This is the Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, will you guys go down to the sex room? You guys think about bringing that little black light down there?
Yeah.
Oh, to the sex room?
No, we'd rather not know.
Oh, come on.
I got to think that is... You could probably...
Go down.
What good would it do other than to see what was moving?
You could probably scrape the floor, put it in a test tube, uh-huh. and you'd come up with some type of genetic creature.
Yeah, and if the floor looks like, you know, the scene from... the beach scene from Castaway, then you've got problems.
I love Don and Mike's show. Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Don, you did my bar mitzvah 18 years ago, and I just wanted to call to thank you. And your rendition of the Havana Gila was absolutely hysterical.
Who did this?
Is he saying me or you did his bar mitzvah?
Don did my bar mitzvah 18 years ago.
Don,
he used to be on WAVA.
You did the bar mitzvah.
It's possible,
yeah,
Mike.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. You know, I've done many bar mitzvahs.
Well, you did my bar mitzvah. Was absolutely hysterical. I was wondering, though, if you were actually sober, though, when you did that rendition of Havana Gila.
I don't even remember.
You sang it?
I guess.
Yeah, I sang it at my bar mitzvah. The whole place was going crazy. My parents wanted to have the grease man, but I voted to have you, and I won. This was mine. It was boring.
I voted to have you.
Good for you.
I'm glad you got some joy out of that, sir. I'll have you know something, that now since I've come up in the world, I don't have to do bar mitzvahs anymore, which I used to do once in a while for some spare cash. Now I only do a bar mitzvah if I'm going to get free jewelry for my wife.
Exactly. Wow. We're not above that. We're not above
bar mitzvahs. Do my son's bar mitzvah. He's 1 year old now. We'd love to have you do it.
Really?
It'll be in 12 years.
12 years from now.
12 years from now.
It'll be a great family tradition.
I tell you what, 12 years from now, I don't know how your son will like it, but come to my gravesite. that'll be a nice place for it. See you later.
Visit the website Jews for Geronimo.
Yeah. I, at one point I made that distinction where I said I was not going to do like record hops anymore.
Right.
And I didn't really like going out and doing a personal appearance where you'd have to like to go to the young girls department at the Heck company.
Right, right.
So for a while, it was very lucrative.
Yes.
You know, you go to some kid's house.
Right.
You show up for an hour at his bar mitzvah. You maybe you pocket some dough.
But now we're above personal appearances now. I just don't think we do them anymore.
Rob would do bar mitzvahs, but nobody asks.
I'm not above them.
I'm not either.
The price is right.
Exactly.
Right.
Let me take this opportunity to say hi to Michelle Combs.
Oh, you just want the motorcycle. That's what this is about.
You didn't get it the first time.
No, I'm sorry. It's the candidate about
that. You didn't
that.
Get it.
Sorry I didn't
Come
get
on.
It.
Come on.
Sorry I didn't get it.
I'd do them anyway.
I'd do them anyway if I didn't really want something. I'd do them for cash.
I hate them. I hate them just because I'm so bad with people. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm just not good meeting people, like in those situations. I'm shy and people think I'm a jerk.
Yeah, but we have a good time when we do them. I mean, we laugh at people.
Well, when we can drink.
We make fun of you. Yeah, that's a different story.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hi, I have a question for Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, are you going to be in the electric room with some absinthe?
I'll meet you there.
Thanks, Buzz. Love
yeah,
you.
Whatever happened to that show?
Okay, bye-bye. It's coming, Mike. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
The electric room. Make that 14 cameras.
14 cameras. All right, boy.
That one's wired separate.
Couldn't even know the electric room. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi. You remember that movie, Punch Drunk Love?
Adam Sandler? Yeah, kind of.
Heard of it.
Chloe's on that. She plays a nut.
She usually does. In fact, when she was younger, oftentimes played retarded girls in movies.
Hey.
Yeah, but she did a better job than this, stating a fact.
Better job than what, Mike? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Bauer.
Bauer,
absolute
Bauer. The electric room aren't very accommodating.
Hello!
The girls are walking around with dirty knees.
She was better than that.
No. Thank you!
I just needed a second to pull up that computer page, Mike.
I saw your finger working on it. I watch your hands. I watch your hands during the entire show.
You know me. I'm fussing.
You know Chloe O'Brien. That's for sure. Remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm serious. I mean that, okay?
Oh, that is that.
That's right, asshat. Remember that. You know.
Yeah, well, they put up that sign in the bathroom that says only employees can use it.
Yes, because you are not clean. You are unclean, Rosie.
Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
You're not a sheriff. You're loud.
It's me, the sheriff.
No, you're not a sheriff.
You're weird.
You're weird.
You're the hippopotamus.
I am not a hippopotamus, and shut up.
All this boring clothes. What, am I scaring you?
Oh, get out of here.
I think he's a jerk.
I think you're a jerk.
No.
Yes. Yes, yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, yes.
No.
Yes, infinity.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Again.
No.
Shut
no.
Up.
No. Shut up. Can you hear me?
Everybody can hear you. They can hear you okay. Six city blocks away.
Here's the one that ends
it. I want to see you! Oh!
Shut up!
There she goes.
Thank you. You take responsibility for that today.
Yes, I know.
I wasn't going to go there with that page today.
He doesn't mind.
I do love them.
Yes,
so do I.
Oh, that is that.
I know. And God, we're happy about it. He's so dead.
Yeah, he's underground. Beetle food.
Bugs eating his skull right now.
Oh, that is that.
Oh. His hair is continuing to grow.
Poor Rosie.
Yeah, anyway, hello. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Don and Mike show, last call before we hit our first break.
Don, I just want to know if the dimensions of the electric room aren't very accommodating. Have you noticed any of the girls with dirty knees?
Hold on, have we noticed
any girls with dirty knees?
I get it. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. I read you, sir.
Hey, can I give a shout out to the station I listen on?
Sure.
KCPF, 11:50 a.m.
Yeah,
in Burlington, Iowa.
Burlington, Iowa. I'll tell you one thing. We've been on that station almost 10 years.
And it's the greatest.
And the manager there
doing a fine job with
is a gentle lover.
Ah, he's a giving lover.
A giving lover.
Well, no, I've decided that that's going to be my thing.
Oh, you're gentle? Lover? Gentle?
I'm all about gentle. You're giving.
Right.
I'm gentle. Okay.
That's also good.
So, Mike, what do you want?
Powerful. It has to start with a G.
You guys ever been to Iowa?
Never had the pleasure, but I've played golf with a bunch of guys from Iowa and Myrtle Beach, and they were great.
Does it have to start with a G?
Well, the others do.
It does. Well, okay.
Okay, so it has to start with a G?
Yes.
Gorgeous? There you go. A gorgeous lover? No, that doesn't work. It's got to be more of a... stick with powerful. It's better.
Genteel.
I'll think of something.
Genteel.
Gavin.
Not a Gavin lover. That too. But
yes, you are a Gavin lover.
A gregarious lover. Also great.
Giggly.
A giggly lover.
You are. He'd be goofy.
Thank you.
Goofy lover.
Just looking at Rob.
Thanks for the work, guys. Keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you. He got us started. So you're gentle. Buzz is giving.
Right.
I don't like Gregarious. I'm going to have to come up with another one.
Go with the yeah. non-G one.
Powerful.
Yeah, go with the you're not stuck to the G's.
How about Easy?
Easy lover. Easy lover. Rob Spiewak, Easy Lover.
Now everybody's got one they like except me. I reserve the right to call one later.
You should like Powerful Lover. That's good.
Yeah, but that's good.
That's just not true.
That's good, though.
Who cares if it's true? It's good.
Midnight.
Yeah. I'm a midnight lover. Thank you, Rob. Secret. Thank you, Rob. Rob, give me the one I want. I'm a midnight lover. Yeah. How you doing? Let's go to the electric room.
Hey, excuse me. Hey, what's the deal? Am I calling the right number here?
For better, they've changed the phone.
That Band McBride, is it?
What's her number? I can't call anyone.
What's Bridget's number?
Call that. Electric room.
Let me see.
It's midnight.
It's 2888.
No, you know what? I'm a part-time lover.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
What type of lover would you be if it started with G?
With a G? Great.
Hey, great. Boy, great. No hesitation at all.
Right on. How about Joe?
Let me ask him. Joe?
Pass.
See you next week.
Joe.
What kind of lover am I?
With a G. You can only use a G.
Starts with a G.
Talk. Tick. Talk. Tick.
I'm a grape-flavored lover.
Tick. Grape-flavored.
Grape-flavored.
Grape-flavored. There you go. All right.
Way to
put those circuits together.
Joe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Joe. Good talking to you.
Good day.
Hey, how was that Stones news conference today?
It was annoying.
Joe came in and had a lengthy diatribe directed at the Rolling Stones press conference today that he was listening to.
Sorry to hear
you know, he's a big Stones fan.
Huge, the biggest.
And Joe's amazed at going out on tour again. I mean, he's not amazed. He's
I'm
happy.
Amazed that I'm still going to see them.
And you'll like it.
Oh, I'm going to love it.
Uh-huh. And what is it about the Rolling Stones press conference that pissed you off?
The journalists.
Ah, not the Stones, though.
No, they were great.
Yeah, the journalists are always stupid.
What did the journalists do that pissed you off, Joe?
Journalists think they're so self-important and matter so much, and Mick Jagger was just ripping them left and right.
Good.
Did the Stones have a gimmick? Because last time they came in on a blimp, did they do anything nutty?
Their gimmick was Keith is still alive.
Oh, did they really do that, or is that your joke?
That's my joke.
I like it.
And I'm sticking to it.
Okay. All right.
They didn't come in on the Munster coach.
Okay, how's it, Joe?
How's it?
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
So we made it through that segment with Joe.
He's a grape.
Always do.
He's a grape-flavored lover.
Grape-flavored lover.
Like Dimetap.
Joe Ardinger.
He come up with grape-flavored.
That's the flavor of cough medicine they sell. Yeah. Rob is absolutely correct about
that's his advocate, you know.
That's his attorney over there. That's the guy. That's his counselor. That's his defense attorney. Every single thing he says, Buzz will justify.
It's very tasty.
Julia loves it.
It's basically Buzz defends him on the show as long as Joe helps Buzz with his gardening.
Gardening.
His green thumb.
Wink, wink.
Okay, one
and,
call.
And personal gardening.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Now.
I'm a garden. Who gardens who?
They both. He's a garden lover.
You. Oh. Have a garden party.
That's right.
Now, hold on. Who are you saying gardens who?
I don't know.
Do you think Joe gardens?
You know what?
You brought it up.
I withdraw the
homo.
Remark. I don't think they shave or...
Homo. Who do you think?
I envisioned Joe clipping Buzz.
Oh, okay.
Homo.
Oh, man, I'm getting seasick.
And
wait, was he doing it in the electric room?
Maybe.
Now, was he using an electric razor? Was he an electric razor? Oh, that. I hope that doesn't leave like burn marks.
Oh, no, not with Joe.
Not if you use electric shave.
He's a grape flavored lover.
It's official. I'm going to throw up now.
Well, do it in the electric room.
Oh God, that's just a mental picture of that.
One more spot.
Thanks, Joe.
Almost finished.
Don't miss that part.
So what happens after Joe gets done with Buzz?
They spark up. God, am I the only one who sees this?
I guess so. Thank you, Rob. Thanks for straightening it out for us.
Once a month.
We got to break.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What is your reaction to the comment that you are just a flash in the pan? Maybe they're right.
Nobody knows. In fact, if I knew, I would be a mastermind. I'm not.
The Don and Mike Show.
1, 2, 3.
Thanks for listening, fat ass. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Your favorite fat ass with you right here, Joe Ardinger, with you on this fine Friday afternoon. Sit in the best of Don and Mike Bodam for you today. Hey, I forgot to say, the weekend's here. Have a can of beer. There you go, man. That's right. That's right there. The drive home time for you people stuck on the bridges out on the bay and trying to get down south of Virginia Beach. That's for you, man. Anyway, let's get right back into the best of Don and Mike. What do we have here? Gee, I don't know. This has got to be good because this segment is labeled Blind Callers. It must be the best of Don and Mike.
You're going to get a copy of this when it is released next Monday.
Good.
It'll be on Yahoo Music. Steve has a new song called So What the Fuss.
Mm-hmm.
And the video for Blind People, the way that it's been described to me, is the blind person sits down and puts the video in.
Okay.
And then, well, give me a record. The song starts. And Stevie, or somebody, describes what's happening.
Right.
Let me see. Up until now, music videos have been one-dimensional for those with blind or low vision. Now, all music video fans will be able to apply their vision to Stevie's video. Okay, they're all on a stage right now. They're playing a tambourine. There's Belinda Carlisle. She's going to be bulimic in a couple of years. There's Jane. Now they're really jumping up and down.
They're bouncing up and down. There's a close-up of Belinda. Back to the rest of the band. Another close-up of Belinda. Back to a another close-up of Belinda.
How great is that, though?
Pretty great.
Music videos for blind people.
So like the Go-Go's?
Yeah.
Quick shot of the drummer. Very quick shot of the drummer.
Okay, now they're in a fountain. Now they're driving in a car. Now they're water skiing.
Now Belinda just bit the head off a live bat.
Now they're having sex with 8 guys. Anyway, thank you, Stevie Wonder, for making music videos for the blind.
I like the title of the song. Maybe it'll be good. Maybe the song itself will be a hit.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hi there.
Hey, I was just going to say that I saw one of the few shows when Van Halen got back together a while back.
Oh, where are you calling from? Where did you see them? Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Reno, but we drove down to Oakland to see them.
Okay.
And Eddie was wasted. And he looks like he's 65 years old. He has no front teeth. And we couldn't believe it. I kept asking my wife. I said, does he not have any front teeth?
Eddie has always kind of looked like his front teeth were shorter than the other ones. Mm-hmm. Eddie always had that kind of look.
He always had that grin, like in that Hot for Teacher video where he's dancing on the table. He really,
puppy-eyed, no-teeth Eddie.
Borderline retard look.
Yeah, almost. Exactly.
And no offense.
And still he plays the guitar, Don.
No offense to the greatest guitarist of all time.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hi there.
Hey, Mike, you missed the point when they handed the bouquet of flowers to Paula.
Okay.
Simon and Randy were trying to be funny by taking them away like they were meant for them.
You know what? That's one point that I'm glad I missed.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
You've got to catch the subtle nuance.
Yeah, the subtle nuances of American Idol. What's wrong with me?
Glad you get the jokes. One thing, what?
I was going to say, that guy, it was nice that he called it, and that was the voice that actually is going to narrate the Stevie Wonder video.
Here you go. Here's a feel-good. You're going to like, here's the only thing bad about this feel-good. Mm-hmm. Nobody dies.
All right.
But it still is great.
Damn it.
There's a town in Russia called Perm. And
everybody has curly hair.
There's a guy that's out barbecuing with his gal, and he decides to impress her. What he wants to do is fling these shish kebab skewers. He wants to throw them into a tree.
Okay.
Because he's barbecuing and he's shish kebabbing, and then he wants to show her afterwards, as he takes the meat and the vegetables off, he wants to throw them in a tree and impress her.
Why is he going to throw them in a tree?
Because he wants to impress her. He wants to throw them like swords.
Oh, okay. So throw the whole skewer.
Yeah,
right.
Throw the whole thing at a tree and hopefully get it, you know,
stick in there. Gotcha. All right.
So he threw the very first one.
Yeah.
He missed the tree.
Okay.
He threw the very second one. Uh-huh. Missed the tree. Threw the third one right into his girlfriend's skull.
Oh, man.
It did not go deep enough to kill her. But she got to eat on the way to the hospital. That's all. That's, to me, that's great.
Oh, man.
That's just great. I mean, the only thing that can make it better is if she died, but she's alive.
Oh, Boris.
She's alive.
Boris, I am bleeding.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Speak to us.
Oh, hold on. I thought we had blindies calling. Hello.
Hello.
Ah, see, blind people are always just one beat behind. Hello.
Hi, my blind friend.
Hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I was just going to say that the pop-up video for blind people, it's really not that funny.
Okay, you know, we'll let that go because he's a blindie.
Are you really blind?
Hello? Yeah,
he's gone.
He's gone. All right, well,
I said
he was blind.
I don't think we give him a free pass.
No. You think he has the skim milk eyes?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was just going to say that new videos for the blind, that you always say that radio is not that exciting. That could be an incredibly new format.
Now, are you blind?
On the radio. No, I'm not.
You're not blind.
Good.
Okay, only blindies, please.
These seem to be lame comments, and they should only be accepted from blind people.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm not blind.
You're not blind?
No, but I was able to read the internet.
Congratulations, God has smiled on you.
I couldn't see him, though. No, actually, I read on the internet today that the narrator for the Stevie Wonder video is Busta Rhymes.
Oh, really?
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Good to know. That would be three calls on this topic, and I don't know whether it's because it's the blind or because it's people that are
the blind.
Concerned about the
do you
blind.
You like the blind?
They're slowing the show down.
Yeah. I don't mean that as a race. Do you like the blindies? And
blind.
I call them a race. Like they're a race of people.
That's right.
I want to tell you something. I want no blacks and no blinds by me.
Blind.
I understand that you feel an error, but it's never wrong to classify.
Hello there, Don and Mike Joe.
Big Auto.
One more call. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thanks.
We've seen Van Halen here, and Eddie still has the cords in his guitar, so he can't run very far. He was so wasted. We were on his side of the
You seen him?
Stage. Oh, my God. He was hitting the bottle hard back there. In between, he was loaded. My wife threw a shirt at him. He didn't even know where it came from. He just threw it back.
All right, well, I'm glad you seen him. All right, have a good shish kebab.
And that's the test most state troopers use now.
Yeah.
You have to know where the T-shirt came from or they'll haul you in.
He would have paid attention if it was a bra.
A bra.
He would have liked that.
He was not a blindie,
Eddie.
Only blindies can comment on blindie issues.
Absolutely. That should be a hard and fast rule.
Fair except enough. For us. We're the eyes and the ears of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, I'm not a blind person, but I play one on TV.
Okay, that's it. It's official.
Okay, that's it. Done.
Unfortunately, none of the blind calls worked.
Is this really a blind guy? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, sir.
Every single call thus far, they've put blind, but we've been fooled by
pretenders.
People who aren't blind.
That's right.
Louis Jelly at your service.
Louis Jelly?
Yes, sir.
That's your name?
That is my name.
Would you please pass the jelly?
Wow.
Will you please pass the jelly? Yes,
how long have you been blind?
All my life. Except when I was little, I was in the incubator. I was born in 55, so they put the babies in the incubator because I was 5 pounds and 4 ounces.
This blind guy's got the real story about how he became blind.
Yeah. What's your favorite color?
Huh?
What's your favorite color?
Red.
Red. Well, how do you know what red looks like?
Corduroy.
Yeah. Come on, you ruined my joke.
It's an old joke.
That means it's not a good joke.
That's right. That's right.
Can you offer any insight on this whole blind discussion?
Well, I went to school for the blind. I hated Stanton. I hated that damn place.
Stanton was the school for the blind?
Yes.
Okay.
VSDB, the Virginia School for the Deaf and Blind.
Now, do you think blind people need music videos?
Do they need music videos?
Yes, do you need them?
I don't need them because I have a lot of CDs, but I like listening to them.
Uh-huh. All right, so would you like a description? Would you like a narrated music video?
That's what I'm asking.
No, hell no.
You do not?
Huh.
No.
Interesting. Have you dated or are you a married guy?
Hell no, I'm not married.
Have you dated many sighted people?
How would he know?
Oh, I ain't dated that many sighted people.
How would he know? How do you know anything?
Well,
they drive. They drive the car.
the other people do.
Yeah,
that's right.
But I mean, how would this guy know anything about anybody he's ever been with?
Well, if he's in the car and he's talking to the person,
well,
and the car doesn't slam into a tree, he knows they can see.
Let me explain it to you.
I know he knows.
People make the best lovers. They feel that way.
Okay, and you've had an active sex life?
Oh, no, I ain't that active sex life. The last one was about six months ago.
Blind people are giving lovers?
Oh, damn right.
All right.
Do you ever watch TV that has that descriptive service?
No.
Okay, I'm just curious if you like that or...
No.
What do you think the most attractive part of a woman is?
I can't say.
Use an initial.
TNA.
TNA is fine. We accept that. And how do you enjoy our show, Being Blind?
I love your show. I listen every 1990. I've been listening to it since the 80s.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Very nice.
Do you listen to other shows? Do you listen to, I don't know, Seinfeld? Do you
because
that's the only way that we can, like, be equal. Mm-hmm. Do you listen to CSI? Do you listen to Will and Grace?
Do you have a favorite TV show?
I listen to Sanford and Son, Dark Shadows. I listen to Andy Griffith. I listen to, I listen to videos on the VH1 and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite movie?
My favorite movie? You're going to kill me. You're going to hate it.
It's funny, Mike, with a blonde.
You're going to hate it.
I know.
You're going to hate it. I'm telling you right now.
Maybe not.
The Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz.
That's okay.
If you're blind, I bet the Wizard of Oz is a trip.
I've seen the Wizard of Oz 50 times.
Can you tell me, if you've seen it 50 times, tell me exactly when does it go from black and white to color?
Oh, okay.
When she walks through the door.
Wow.
Do you like silent movies?
Wait,
hold on a second. Wait, he answered that question.
He got that one right, Robin.
He got that right when the house lands and she walks through the door.
I'm sure somebody told him, though.
How do you know that?
What?
How do you know that?
I hear it.
No, you don't hear that.
I do hear it.
No, when they
you can't
wait, hold on.
The door closes when she walks to another door, and then she goes outside. That means it's in color.
And there is like an angelic chorus.
There's an angelic chorus that comes out.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Would you rather be blind or deaf?
Blind.
Why is that?
I can't hear the Don and Mike show.
Well, that's good. That's very nice of you to say.
You have to compliment the blind guys for the best call in this entire season.
Hey,
no, absolutely. Blindy, you've been fantastic.
Hey, listen, I have to ask you something.
Yes, sir.
Please.
What?
I have tried and tried and tried to get through. Please. I love the store. I love Tower Records. Please give me a Tower Records gift card. God's sakes.
He's begging for it. $20 gift card.
A blind guy?
Yes. I love CDs. Every time I go to Tower, I find something that I don't know that's out there.
He likes being
Don's beginning to chuckle in that way that he does when he's going to do something nakedly cruel.
Not really, Mike. Would you just say for the record?
What's that?
Say for the record, what's your affliction?
My affliction? I'm blind.
And how long have you been blind?
I've been blind for almost 50 years.
Would you like a couple of CDs?
A couple of CDs? Yes.
Yes. Beg me.
Please,
beg me.
Please, give this blind bastard a Tower gift card.
You have to do what you do on stage for him.
Whenever we have a blind person at one of our live shows, I do a little, this is a little special thing. Just
a little special dance. The point of the butt dance.
Okay, just beg me a little more and just say you're blind.
I'm blind. I need a Tower gift card. Please, Don and Mike, please. I love O'Meara's, by the way.
If you could.
I love O'Meara's. Wow, you gave me a plug.
But I love it.
I'll drive the CDs to your house.
If you could, would you be standing in front of us selling pencils right now?
If you want me to.
All right, sure. Come on. What the hell, blind guy? Congratulations. Enjoy your Tower Records $20 gift card from Tower.com. Entertain yourself.
I'll do that. And keep up the good work, boys.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Wait till he takes that car to the tower and finds out it's a Wendy's coupon. And his last name was Jelly.
That's right.
That's right.
I forgot what his first name was.
So do I.
Louis Jelly. Mr. Jelly.
Louis Jelly.
Mr. Jelly. And you know, I'm surprised Glenn hasn't checked in.
But it's the second guy that we liked that was blind that's Southern.
Blind Glenn.
Yeah, I mean, baby.
Blind Glenn from Las Vegas.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Damn it. What is wrong with this one? There we go. We just get a real fast Bridget Jones.
Hello?
send him an empty envelope. I send him an envelope that has a card inside that says, the joke's on you, Blindy.
Better. Send him an envelope with a plastic card that says, this is a sticker.
That's the winner.
That's
the winner. Okay, bye, Bridge. Beth Ann? Oh,
she didn't seem to enjoy that, Rob.
There she goes, Rob. That's the greatest.
Fun with affliction.
That's the greatest.
Freeze!
We will be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh. My name's Forrest. Forrest Gump. Do you want a chocolate? I could eat about 1.5 million of these. My mama always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
The Don and Mike Show. Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Thank you, dude. And now it's your turn, Rob.
Thank you, Joe. This portion of the Don and Mike Show is brought to you by Ford. Every day, someone somewhere makes a bold move, and there is a car company for people like that. Ford.
Hey now. All right. Thank you, Rob. And let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. Best of Don and Mike today. Don and Mike returning Monday. Don't worry. Everything's cool. They went up to New York for some business meetings, so they'll be back on Monday. Until then, you've got me, the legendary Joe Arndinger, with you on this fine Friday afternoon, and we are just cruising on through the best of. Time for some do you like hot sauce? Hot sauce! Hot sauce! Time for the hot sauce interview on the best of Don and Mike.
Before we start this edition of We Like to Eat.
We Love to Eat?
We Love to Eat.
You know what I'm going to
Love to Eat. To help me out? Can you grab me? Can somebody grab? There's like, did you see the platter of food?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Of leftover pastries and stuff?
Yeah.
I need something just as a prop.
Good, good. I will not require a prop today, but I will. I think having the food in here is essential to do this.
Because you're so good with that, with doing that voice anyway, the voice.
Yeah, but don't you agree having the food in, even having it in here will be good.
We got to have it. It's We Like to Eat.
Yes.
We love to eat. We love to eat.
Which is better? We like or we love?
Love.
Which
love.
Is funnier? We love.
We love to eat.
We love to eat.
We like to eat.
Well, either one would. You know, but Mike, love is such a much.
It is.
It's a stronger, more powerful word.
We love to eat.
We love to eat.
We love to eat.
Could somebody please bring us some of that stuff?
Could you bring the platter in?
It's sitting out there in a big platter.
I'll go get it. Bring the platter of food in.
No, don't go get it. Beth Ann? Bridget?
Anyone?
Are you listening? Miss Jones? Bridget Jones? Are you back there?
I think they're scurrying around now trying to find the food. Oh, perhaps it's moved or been removed.
There we go. Come on, bring it in, Bridget. Thank you very much.
Right here.
Don't leave it over. Bring it over to the other side.
There you go. Give me one.
It's lovely.
Give me one just so I can have it to eat. Thank you. While we're talking to the guy. Mike, you can take one as a prop.
All right, come on.
I know you're working on your diet.
What
proud
are
you?
What are those puffy things close to you, Mike? Grand muffins. Danish. Chocolate. This is looks like a cranberry muffin.
Oh, there you go.
This is an apple. Oh, it's apple and chocolate.
Wow.
Jeez.
We love to eat.
We love to eat. Here, Rob.
Yes.
Take it away.
Okay, set it down. I'll be right there.
Is there any cream?
Okay, now, Buzz.
Yes.
You're going to be our announcer.
Okay.
The name of the show is We Love to Eat.
We Love to Eat.
Right. With Don and Mike. Ready? Put the guy on the hold, Rob. Put the guy on the hold.
Is he there yet?
That theme song is going to be Brown Sugar.
Good.
Very good. Okay, as soon as you hear the music.
And it's so good in so many things.
The guy will be on the phone.
Try making a Toll House cookie without it.
Yeah, you can't.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's We Love to Eat with your hosts, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Now, here's Don and Mike.
I hate Splenda.
You know, if you're going to make something with real sugar, make it with real sugar.
Welcome.
We're in a tradition of We Love to Eat. This is the show the people that love to eat because the hosts love to eat.
You know, I love to eat.
Spicy food, spicy food.
Mm.
Food, I love all food, but I'll tell you something.
Yeah?
I enjoy spicy food more than anything else.
I think there's a guy on the phone.
What's happening, guys?
Is this Blair?
Blair LaVar.
Yeah, you know, I would have brought some dinner with me had I known.
You got a new hot sauce?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to call this a hot sauce. In fact, it's far from a hot sauce.
What do you mean?
I mean that the most extreme, hottest ingredient on the planet.
I love hot food.
Hot food can be as good as anything. What do you like to pour it on, Blair?
Well,
can you put it on anything?
About my other hot sauces, you can use them on everything. But if you're talking about this 16 million...
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to realize this is...
God, I love chili.
You love chili?
Chili is so good. And I like to put...
You could make about 6,000 gallons of chili.
Could you put it on eggs?
My tiny little vial of this.
This is a good question, Don. Can you put it on eggs?
I'll ask you. Give me a second. Can you put it on eggs?
Oh, that's good.
Absolutely.
Oh, Blair, have you ever put hot sauce on your eggs?
Every morning.
That's the best. Do you like eggs scrambled, sunny side up, over easy?
No, I love a nice big omelet. That's what I love. Lots
of cheese.
Cheese in there.
Mm. Peppers.
Mushrooms.
Peppers, onions, tomatoes.
You ever have the Grand Slam breakfast? That's the one that comes with omelets and the hot cakes on the side.
The Grand Slam.
And lots of butter. I like the little scoops of butter where it's like an ice cream cone.
It's so good. That more hot sauce.
Mm. Give me some of that.
You like that?
It's 8,000 times hotter than Tabasco sauce.
Oh, man. Does that slow you down?
Actually, I think it speeds you up.
Does it really?
It speeds you up to the bathroom if you're not careful.
I swear to God, I love hot food. I like chili, jambalaya, gumbo.
Do you love to eat?
Do you love to eat, Blair?
Love to eat.
Yeah, I love to eat.
I love to eat. My doctor tells me I'm too heavy, but I really enjoy eating.
Well, I tell you all the time.
Yeah.
What does your doctor know? Do what I did.
Yeah.
So what's the big thing you like to eat? What's your favorite?
What don't I like to eat? It's like there's really nothing. I don't like vegetables. I'm not a big fan of vegetables.
So you like a nice big ribeye steak.
I like the ribeye steak.
Garlic mashed potatoes.
I stay away from a lot of the protein. I like more like breads, pastas. I love pasta, good lasagna.
Right?
I like spicy desserts.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
I like Ma O'Meara's habanero tarts.
Wow.
Have you ever had one of them?
Now, that's a new one.
Did you ever do this?
What?
You ever take like a hot pepper and put cream cheese in it and then put like herbs on top of it and just heat it up in the microwave so that the cream cheese melts out of the pepper?
You know, that sounds absolutely delicious.
How hot?
Better is you take that and wrap some prosciutto.
You ever butter a donut?
How hot is the hot sauce?
What's that?
How hot? My partner was saying, how hot is your hot sauce?
I love to eat.
Don't mind him. He's eating right now.
Oh, okay.
We all eat.
How hot is your hot sauce?
It's gonna blow your skull off if you try it.
Oh, man. That hot, huh?
That hot.
Is it so hot that you can't enjoy your food?
No, you can't enjoy your food. It's all about making you feel alive. That is what it's all about.
Oh, I felt alive when I ate a hot meal one time.
I have a bulletin.
Bulletin?
I can't feel my left arm.
Jesus. Jesus Christ. Your left arm's numbing up again?
Yeah.
Get it, stretch it out like I told you. Last night I ate a pint of Chubby Hubby out of a bowl made with cheese.
Oh, yeah?
Man, have you ever used, chocolate ice cream with cheese? It's just like apple pie.
Tonight, actually.
It's just like apple pie.
Do you like the Olive Garden?
How do you feel about the Olive Garden?
We love the Olive Garden.
Do you love the salad all you can eat?
All the breadsticks you can eat. The salad.
Right, I forgot you salad. Like salad.
Why do you, what am I, a rabbit? Jesus. I like the
I have no idea what you are.
The breadsticks. Oh, man.
Here's what's good about the salad.
Yeah.
The dressing. I said, am I going there?
What's the worst part of a potato skin?
I go, Sizzler.
The skin. Why even have it? I said to my waitress the other day, first of all, bring me another. There are only four on the plate. And I said, bring me another. Or do me a favor. Just take the skins away. I don't need the potato. Just throw the bacon and cheddar cheese on it.
You're obviously living a very healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Good.
I stacked up onion rings 10 feet high. Then it's eating time.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you like to do with your hot sauce? What do you put it on? What's your favorite thing to put
it on? Well, I go to salad bar.
On what?
All I do when I go to salad bar is just the dressing.
You know what I mean? I think it's the best is fish tacos. You ever have a fish taco?
Oh, I don't care for fish.
Is that a sex,
really?
Is that a sex joke?
Fish tacos. He's doing the dirty thing.
No sex jokes.
I told Don this a month ago. A salad bar is not a salad bar unless it's got macaroni. Macaroni salad, is that a salad bar? Or I'm not eating it. My wife lives on pudding. Vanilla, tapioca, all of it. You put it on, can you put your hot sauce on sweets?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a little Depp chocolate party.
I got bulletin. I can feel my baby finger.
Oh, he's getting his feeling
coming back.
Oh, I tell you, you gotta readjust your position in the chair. That's what I say every single time you do that. Hey, have you ever done this?
What's that?
You ever take the blueberry pie filling out of the blueberry pie and then put it on a hot dog roll with cheese?
I'm gonna go throw up.
Jeez. Oh no, it's delicious because the hot dog roll is just like a thin, doughy crust and then heat it up, of course.
I got bed sore.
You got a bed sore? Again? I tell you, how many times I tell you, please reposition yourself in the chair.
I reposition myself in the chair.
You gotta move.
Hey, this hot sauce, does it cure what ails you?
Well, what ails you?
How hot is it?
I tell you, I got sick one time from eating hot sauce and I felt really bad. My grandma made a paste of ham and sour cream. And she put it on an English muffin, and it was fantastic. You ever eat that?
No, you know, I have learned an entirely new menu today.
What's
just
that?
Just listening to you. Your sauce? Minutes. It's amazing.
Besides fish tacos, what can I put your sauce on?
Well, you know, I think your menu is just so different.
I don't
want to even say the generic, you know, pizza, Chinese food, whatever.
General Cho,
by your
I love you.
Creative balance here.
I would kneel down to General Cho, but I wouldn't be able to get up. I can't believe it. This guy's okay. I love it. You okay? Heimlich.
Heimlich.
Heimlich for Don.
I got it.
Hold on. Don't purge
him.
I'm
okay.
Have the surgery.
Johnny Red.
Have the surgery. That's not a
thing. Center of the back. Center of the back. There we go.
You all right?
I think it's clear.
Oh, God.
He's going to be okay now.
That is so bad. Oh, man. Hey.
Oh, that's better.
Have you ever dipped banquet fried chicken in a bowl of mayonnaise?
Is your sauce as hot as an Asian liquor?
I love it when you compare food to
wow.
If you have
throw some different women on me.
I have a question.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
What's that?
Have you ever kissed a girl?
With a mouthful of hot sauce?
Have you ever kissed a girl? I'd like to try to kiss a girl.
You've never kissed a girl?
No.
No.
He's a virgin.
How old are you?
46.
He's too heavy.
Hey.
Well, I am too.
Hey, no.
I am too. I'm just saying that's why you think you've never kissed a girl.
You do that.
I know.
Don't tell him I'm a virgin.
I make you eat.
And I'm not a virgin.
You're going to tell
him. Make you eat.
Technically, I'm not a virgin.
Oh, God.
You make me eat.
I know I do.
You ever have sugar-crusted pork loin with a butter toffee roux?
I love hot sauce.
Served on Captain Crunch.
I haven't had that one.
Do you ever use Captain Crunch's breading?
You know, actually, I have.
Yeah, isn't that the best?
That, you know what? That's the first good thing I've heard you say to me all day.
That's the best. You can put it on everything.
Yeah.
Actually, I like it. You can put it on top of fried chicken.
Finally, you're telling me something good.
I go to Popeyes. I get the Popeyes. I dip it in the Captain Crunch and then refry it.
Jesus, that's good.
Oh, that's good. See?
I think I may have
a you. At least you're closing out on a good note.
Let me think of all my favorite hot foods.
And I hope that you soon,
Jambalaya.
Have the pleasure to kiss a woman. I mean, that's a
chili
thing you're missing out on there, my man.
I bet you want beef.
But for me, here's the thing.
Egg rolls with hot sauce. Egg rolls. Can you put hot sauce on egg rolls?
I think to myself, woman or sex?
Yeah, food or sex?
Woman or sex, food or sex.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Food or life.
What is first for you?
Olive oil poured over caramel.
First for me is food. I love food.
Man, oh man.
I love hot food.
You mean the food comes before the women?
Have you ever been to New Orleans, Louisiana?
No, wait, I gotta get this straight here.
We like our food. This is the show we love to eat.
Don't you love to eat? We gotta get our priorities in line, right?
Oh man. I tell you, you ever go to New Orleans? They have these things called
beignets,
and they put them on and they put powdered sugar on them.
Those are so good.
Oh my God. You buy caramel sauce and you can dip the beignets in the caramel sauce.
Who would want to be with a girl?
Oh, man, I love that.
We could have a nice beignet.
Oh, my. You know, before the bottom half of my stomach turned purple, my house had a walk-in pantry full of gummy things.
Oh, man. It's actually purple?
It's purple. It's very white in areas and very purple in other areas.
Can I tell you I'm missing a foot?
Right. A whole foot or just a toe?
He had it amputated.
Whole foot.
He had his foot amputated last spring.
So you're the man? Are you the man with the Tabasco sauce?
What's that?
Are you the man with the Tabasco sauce?
Yeah, he's got... This is the interview we're doing.
Oh, the hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
What's the website?
What's the website?
What's the website?
The website is Extreme Food.
Extreme Food. Can you put it on artichokes? I only eat artichokes if they're deep fried.
I have my foot amputated.
You deep fry an artichoke in Captain Crunch and pour death sauce all over.
I've never tried that. You love to eat.
Too. I love to eat.
I love to eat.
I enjoy it
so much for having you on your show.
I'll have my foot amputated.
I've enjoyed the time we've had together.
Delicious.
This is good.
Thanks a lot, man. It really was nice.
You want to mention any other extreme foods?
I'm starved.
Hello?
Yeah.
What do we got to do to get some food in here?
Can we get some more bread?
I'm starved. Hello?
I want some more bread.
I can't feel the left side of my...
You're listening. Do we love to eat?
My gosh, can I have some milk, please?
Some milk? Put sugar in it like you love.
No Splenda.
None of the artificial sweeteners that makes you throw up.
Hold on, please.
Where are my eggs? Where are my goddamn eggs?
Yeah. Go talk to him, Rob. Jesus.
Where?
Oh.
Hello?
I'll be using this voice for the rest of the day.
Gone.
He left us?
Yes.
Who cares about this hot sauce?
Did you
eat all those pastries?
No. I would stuff them in my mouth, then spit them out, then get some more, then spit them out. And after a while, you're over there doing the crazy voice.
Yeah.
The only thing I could think of was just grabbing this and just going, yeah.
I love to eat. And then when you would talk, I would go like this. I love
you ever eat a pastry, spit it out into a bowl, and then pour milk on it? He's really throwing up now. Are you okay?
Choking on crumbs, probably. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
hit the paddles.
My same color as your stomach.
No. Oh, man. Thank God. Most of us didn't think you living past Cinco de Mayo.
Oh. God. It's not a heart attack. It's that thing when you, my eyes get all red and watery. Yeah. It's
there you go. All better now.
God.
Well.
Yeah.
We love to eat.
Good. We love to eat.
Uh-huh.
Jesus, that's yummy. We love to eat. So what was the guy, what was that? The guy was pushing, what, a hot sauce?
A hot sauce that's got a Scoville rating of 6 million.
And carve up 30 lean cuisines, you get a real platter. Got to make it the same, though.
You ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut?
Lean cuisine lasagna on a sub roll.
Brother.
Heaven.
Brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he had his little agenda, and that's what he wanted.
Sure. Yeah, but that's why we had him on the show.
Of course.
Exactly. I loved doing that. That was great. And way to go, Mike. You didn't use one of those pieces of food as a proper.
No.
Did it either.
Yeah. No, because you know, unlike you, you spit it out. If I ate it, I'd swallow it.
Hallelujah. And incidentally, keeping track.
Yes.
7 pounds. I said to the listener, 8 pounds. It's actually 7 pounds since the beginning. So,
very good.
I'll check in.
A great start.
Regularly.
And also, I don't want to make it like I'm Mr. Willpower. Mm-hmm. Another really good reason I didn't eat any of that stuff, I'm guessing it's been here since this morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These are like dried out, awful, gnarly pastries.
Yeah, but I'd eat them.
No, they're delicious.
I'd eat them all.
I don't think you would.
You didn't enjoy them when they hit your palate?
They tasted awful. Buzz, you're having one now.
I'm having some Bran, but Bran always tastes like cardboard.
So. Just take a bite. Do like Elton John did. Remember when we heard about that Elton John diet?
Right.
He would eat something, he would take a bite of it to get the taste, then he would spit it out.
Yeah.
Just take a... I mean, I don't want you to break your diet, but just take a bite and tell me if you don't think those stink.
Okay. Sort of like asking an alcoholic to swish it around in his mouth and then spit it out.
And... don't they stink?
No, I just enjoyed it.
No, you didn't. Now spit.
No.
Now spit.
No.
Spit.
No, I'm not.
Spit.
Wrestle it away from it. Take them. Step away from the muffin.
Mike, spit.
No.
Spit. Spit.
Step
on,
away
spit.
From the muffin.
Spit it, Mike. Good man. Good man. Proud of you.
You're all bastards.
Proud of you, Mike. Way to go.
Thanks a lot. I relapsed.
The muffin is not your friend.
Why? Why? Now I know why. Give me the platter. Give me the whole platter.
The whole tray?
Oh, God.
Yeah. I liked the flavor. Truly did. Truly did. Look at that, man. I mean, it might be a little old, but it's still flour.
Better with hot sauce.
Mm.
Okay. Thank you, Lee Hot Sauce Guy. That's a new feature called We Love to Eat.
We love to eat.
We
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. You ever butter your pizza?
Yeah.
Jesus. Makes it buttery. Anything's better if it's buttery. God, I love it. Just a cheese. With butter.
Dynamite, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
3FM brings you from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the Allstate 400 at the Brickyard.
It's a pretty good race.
Tom Gavin Show right here. Fairfax, Virginia, it's snowing out there. Guys, watch the road. It's icy. It is icy out there, guys. Give us a call, 560-55. We're going to have Incredible Johnson coming on next after these commercials. We're going to be running some PSAs.
Fairfax Annandale Weston, 94.5 WCXS, Fairfax, Virginia.
Yeah, that's right. WCXS 94.5, Fairfax, Virginia. Also, Warner Cable 27. How y'all doing that day, guys? Today is my anniversary on my show today. Give me a call, 560-55-560-55.
Thank you.
WCXS 94.5, Fairfax, Virginia. Also, Warner Cable 27. How y'all doing out there? I got a special request. The people of it, WNVT, Channel 53 and 56. Fred just called in. Give us a call back, Fred, if you need any more requests. Yeah, hey y'all doing out there? This is the Tom Gavin Show. Everybody over there at Channel 53 can call 560-55-560-55.
The Don and Mike Show.
Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Oh, that's right. And, oh, hey, Rob, you've got one more announcement for us, don't you?
Thank you, Joe. And a big Don and Mike Show thank you to Value City Furniture of Falls Church. Special thanks to Tom Palmer, Value City's general manager, for making the new Don and Mike building cozy with beautiful new office furniture. Hey, now.
All right. Thank you, Rob. And, oh, by the way, I want to remind everybody, for all things going on Don's and Mike's, go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. You can catch up on all the things going on with the show. You can also pick up the stream there, that warm stream for ye. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arnger, with you on this fine Friday afternoon. Best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike returning Monday. Today they went up to New York to do a little bit of radio business. So hang out with me. Got a couple of more segments, and then it's time for the weekend, baby. Anyway, let's get right back into it. It wouldn't be Best of Don and Mike without a little rippy-dippy on the Best of Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. H.J.
Hey, how you doing?
It's homo. The world-famous Homo Joe, who is not a regular anymore on the show, and we don't know why he doesn't call. We miss you, Joe.
I'll keep calling you guys. That segment with Cheryl was pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah, you know, we've got the rest of the Cheryl, the Big Dyke tapes to hear from Gay Pride Parade.
Did you bump into Cheryl, Homo Joe, at the Gay Pride festivities?
I'll be doing the Baltimore one this weekend.
Oh, really? The Baltimore one?
And you know, Joe is a superhero. He's Captain Fruit Basket.
I'm going to try to become one of the Parrotheads tonight.
Oh, you going to see Jimmy Buffett tonight?
Somebody already gave me the heads up for the commute home.
I'm on my way out, the Jimmy Buffett homo segment.
Hey, I got news for you. I was watching TV this morning, you're doing the traffic on television, which is always such a waste, because if you're at home, what do you care about a camera 40 miles away?
Back in the day, out in the region of the world where I live, when Jimmy Buffett would come to this concert venue here in D.C., it was the worst traffic day of the year. Now that every day is the worst traffic day of the year, I can't imagine what the gridlock is going to be
this
like.
This morning, during the filler part on the Today Show, you know, in the five-minute local thing,
right?
When they went to the traffic guy, he said, and it's already started to back up on 66. This was 5 till 9 in the morning.
Sure.
Started to back up on 66. Got a lot of parrot heads heading out to the concert tonight, the Jimmy Buffett concert, at 9 in the morning.
Well, that's good. Maybe they'll be there already.
I hear they open the gates at noon for an evening show. And I invite everyone to get on 66 West just to be a part of it.
Now, Joe?
It's a big parking lot. I'm going like 2 miles an hour. You know?
Now, Joe, how many gay fans does Jimmy Buffett have? Lots?
Thank you.
He what? Quite a few. And how do you get treated by the non-gay?
The parrot heads.
Yeah, right. by the parrot heads.
Oh, they love me. They love me. Jimmy Buffett opened a place up by where I live now, and he was up there performing. That was kind of fun.
Well, I'm sure Jimmy Buffett, you know, his original place was down in Key West.
Oh, Key West, right. Sure.
He's got that other place.
That place, I've actually been to Cheeseburger in Paradise.
They got some damn good drinks.
Yes, they do, and good burgers.
What's your favorite Buffett song, Joe?
Brown Eyes.
Of course.
Brown Eyes.
Ask a silly question.
Oh, my God. He had that one ready, didn't he?
Brown Eyes singular. All right, Joe, have a great time at the show, dude.
Yeah.
And Joe, Homo Joe, do not be a stranger, please.
I will not, sir.
Okay.
All right, take care, Joe.
Keep in touch.
See you there. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Homo.
Bye-bye. The great homosexual Joseph, who was at the Gay Pride Parade in D.C. on Sunday. We got a couple more tapes to hear. We sent correspondent Cheryl the Big Dyke out there. And here she is with Dykes on Drums. Or did we hear this cut?
I don't remember hearing it. I don't think so.
We're here! We're queer! We're fabulous! Don't mess with us! We're here! We're queer! We're fabulous! Don't mess with us!
fabulous. Don't mess with them.
Old ladies or what?
They don't want to be messed with, Don and Mike.
They're dykes.
Listen to them.
They cleaned up
They're
the
feisty.
For the radio.
Feisty dykes.
Dykes playing drums.
Yeah. This is Cheryl, the Big Dykes tape of the Gay Pride Parade.
I hear a bullhorn. A bull dyke horn.
1, 3, 6, 9 Queers and trannies, mighty fine.
That's our chant.
Dykes rule!
Okay.
1, 3, 6, 9 Cheryl, the Big Dyke, mighty fine.
Is she's having a good time at that gay pride parade.
No, she did. Now, here she is meeting celebrity Rip Taylor.
Oh, good.
Cheryl the Big Dyke.
People don't listen.
Rip Taylor. No. Do you know who I am?
No, darling. Who are
you? I am Cheryl the Big Dyke from the Don and Mike Show, and I have been sent out here by Rob Spiewak, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, and Buzz Burbank to interview you. They said you must find Rip Taylor and interview him because he left us a message and wanted to get together and do Rippy Dippy. Remember that?
Very well.
What is Rippy Dippy?
I think they're on drugs.
That's what Rippy Damn Dippy is. I didn't tell them what I was doing in town because I haven't spoken to them. I spoke to Spiewak.
Right.
I spoke to Spiewak.
Your favorite old queen.
I spoke to Spiewak. He is amazing. Rippy Dippy.
Rippy Dippy Spiewak.
I spoke to Spiewak.
And they call me all the time from Las Vegas and from each town I'm in, Miami and New York.
Hey, incidentally, nice voice her up.
Yes, agreed. Although Joe is a little raspy, too. Coincidence?
Maybe they were screaming.
And I just did Sirius Satellite Radio in New York. And then they came here because this is my hometown, born and raised in the city.
In Washington?
I got to be a page in the Senate. And I got drafted in the Army and went into, show business from there.
How'd that go?
Well, they wanted me to find you specifically. In fact, Friday, before the show was over, they said Cheryl the Big Dyke and Rip Taylor will be reporting from Gay Pride. They're going to put it on the air on Monday. Do you have anything you want to say to Don and Mike?
No, I haven't seen them or spoken to them in such a long time. No, I'll talk to them on Monday, tell them.
Oh, you're going to call them on Monday?
Right. I have a lot of dirt to tell.
Ah. See, he missed that phone opportunity.
Yeah.
He's not punctual like Mr. Paul Anka.
That's a shame. He was kind of a low energy Rip Taylor, yeah. You know.
An older Rip.
A wiser Rip.
Rip, better, more, here's the weird thing.
I thought this would be whack.
More energy on the phone with you than with Cheryl at the parade.
Always. Well, it was hot.
Well, I haven't seen them. I talked to Rippy well.
Taylor, we'll do a little Rippy Dippy. Here we go. Yes, sirree. Do not call me at before noon.
I talked to Spiewak.
Okay, well,
my first time in this parade because I was all, pro having, you don't have to have an abortion to be pro-choice, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why they asked me to be in, and I said, of course.
Of course.
Hold on.
Wait.
Does he know what event he's at?
He's at a gay pride parade. What does that have to do with abortion?
He's making the point that he wouldn't have to be gay to take part in the gay pride parade, just as he wouldn't have to have an abortion to take part in an abortion rights rally.
So
he's basically saying he's just supporting.
He's keeping the riddle of his sexuality alive.
That's the more accurate way to put it.
That
is probably the most articulate way of expressing it. He is keeping the riddle of his sexuality alive.
That's right.
That's wonderful.
Well said.
I hate riddles.
Speaking of Batman, he needs like one of those Riddler suits.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Below the question mark.
He probably has one. That's wonderful.
Well, it's interesting. Here's more of Rip. Hold on.
Then they say, are you gay or not gay? And I said, what does that mean? I don't understand that.
You know, there's a lot of people here that are supporters of our community that are not gay.
I understand that. And that's why I didn't tell the boys what I was doing, because I wanted to surprise them after the fact. So I'll talk to them on Monday, darling.
They figured it out. They figured it out because they knew it was Gay Pride Weekend because of me, and they figured it out because they're smart men.
Well, I think the hotel told them, too.
Well, people don't have to
be. Where I'm staying from.
It's Rob. What? The hotel didn't say a word to me.
No, why would they?
The hotel called us, as all the hotels in D.C.
I don't think we're doing any great sleuthing if you're in a parade.
Right. No. Right. We, of course, have our feelers out, our spies at all of the major hotels. Right. As soon as Rip Taylor checks in,
or
call,
any gay
us, call us immediately. Anyone we suspect of being gay.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And God knows we get the calls when Clay Aiken's in town.
You have to make clear to Rip, we don't really care about that. You really
should
have
we even bring it up?
I don't know. It sounds like it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It sounds like
he cares.
Stewak called me
more than we do. I think he cares
more than we do.
Right. That's all right.
Well, I'll probably see you tomorrow backstage, and I am so honored to meet you. We will do some more talk. I am so honored to meet you. You're one of my heroes.
I just did the Dukes of Hazzard movie, and it'll be on 1st of August.
Really?
Yeah, I'm playing Rip Taylor in the movie.
Well, you should give him a call and talk to him about that.
I should do a lot of things. Let him call me.
Well, I'm glad that you're here.
Thank
and
you,
it's a very, it's a huge honor for me to meet
and
you.
And you're Rippy Dippy, okay?
I'm Rippy Dippy? Does that mean I'm on drugs?
I don't know. You talk for yourself, Precious. Thank you very much, honey. I'll see you soon.
Hey, Rip Taylor just called me Precious.
Bye to the
Precious.
Odd couple.
Goodbye. Goodbye to the odd couple.
No, that's right. Yeah, them. I meant
okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you very much, honey.
Gay, but not too gay.
Hi. I would like to compliment Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Yes, well,
that was not an easy interview to do.
No.
I may be a bitch, but I'll never be a butch.
How'd you like to see Rip Taylor during World War II? In the army.
That was Cheryl, I mean, doing the best she could,
yeah,
man.
When we come back, we will hear Rip Taylor on stage.
Okay.
And then Cheryl's interview with Rip Taylor backstage.
Oh!
There's more!
Excellent!
There's
this is terrific! I'm entertained!
There's more!
That's right, Precious.
There's more.
She's out. Big man, she's out.
I thought this be whack. I was born here and went into the army and into the show business after that. We'll tell them we'll talk on Monday.
Is that cut? Where's just the part where he says be whack?
And he's paid in the Senate.
People don't listen.
Rip Taylor. No. Do you know who I am?
No, darling.
I just want to hear the part again where he says I talked to Spiewak.
And I have been sent out here by Rob Spiewak, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, and Buzz Burbank to interview you. They said you must find Rip Taylor and interview him because he left us a message and wanted to get together and do Rippy Dippy. Remember that?
Very well.
What is Rippy Dippy?
I think they're on drugs. That's what Rippy Damn Dippy is. I didn't tell them what I was doing in town because I haven't spoken to them. I spoke to Spiewak.
There it is.
Spiewak. I spoke to Spiewak.
And he has a special closeness with Rip.
Winner.
We end it.
Yes. Sure does.
Homo. Winner.
And we'll be right back.
Okay. Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, hello.
The Don and Mike Show.
God is their audience.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
And so are you, their audience. And today, Don and Mike will return Monday. Don and Mike out doing a little radio business today. It's Friday. It's weekend here. Have a can of beer. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arndinger, with you. Hey, Don and Mike, almost over, but we've got one more segment for ye. It's the continuation of the old Rippy-Dippy on the best of Don and Mike.
Here's Cheryl the Big Dyke at the Gay Pride Parade. We're going to finish this up for you.
Homo!
This now is, we've heard her meet with Rip Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard the drag queens. We've heard the gay cops. We've heard the gay cowboys. We've heard the gay belly dancers. We've heard the dykes on drums.
Right.
We've heard the dykes on bikes. We've heard her meet Rip Taylor. Here now is Rip Taylor at the Gay Pride Day on stage.
Okay. Right.
I swear to God, I was born in this town.
Rip Taylor is from Washington, D.C.
I was born here. It was a small town. The head of the mafia was a Filipino.
It's a small town.
City Hall was over a Dairy Queen, a tiny town.
Paging Dr. Homo. Paging Dr. Homo. We need you in the air studio, stat.
I've been to that town.
Is that Cheryl laughing?
Yeah. No president, Bush. They just burned down his library today, both books.
I can't even understand what he's saying. Can
he's doing his shtick. He's got this is the high energy rip, and he's like doing his stuff. He said they just burned down President Bush's presidential library, both books.
I'm sure.
And I should say library. Thank you.
Ambulance. Yeah.
Many of these jokes you would hear when he opens for Debbie Reynolds at the Orleans.
I will skip that. Let's go to Cheryl one-on-one backstage.
Yay! Now I would assume
Rick Taylor.
We got him pre-stage, then we hear in the background the high energy. Now, he was low energy before the show. I bet he's
crashed.
He's total low energy now.
I think you'll see something a little more energetic.
You think he'll be a little more lively?
Sure.
All right, here's Rip Taylor with Cheryl after his stage performance.
Now I'm meeting Rip Taylor backstage. Don and Mike.
Retro.
It's me again.
Oh, God.
Cheryl the Big Dyke. Mike.
You have to say that all the time.
I do, because I'm a big dyke. I am. I'm not. You're not, but I am.
I know, but...
Rip, you were wonderful on stage. You ripped the
fuck.
It was
thanks,
very
honey.
Rippy-dippy.
Well, Mr. Williams was my interpreter.
You did well.
Thank you. I always try to interpret.
You did well, and I did wonderful.
Oh, well, you're the sword.
Is like queen for a day. I swear to God, this is
slightly more energy. You were right, Rob.
No, he was
Although,
wonderful.
Five more minutes.
You know him well.
More than you know. He's so moody.
Do you have any message you'd like to give the boys back in?
Well, just say keep the rippy dippy. I'm going to talk to them in the morning. Don't forget, because I'm catching the plane from Dulles back to Vegas.
What time are you catching your plane?
8 a.m., precious.
That's sleep at 8 a.m.
I can't help what you do with your friends. You got to get a room, first of all.
Can I stay at your room?
No, darling, I've already rented. I know what I'm doing. Tell the boys hello, though, please, again and again.
You know that Don and Mike love you.
Yeah, we talk all the time on the air.
Good. And they talk about you. And
I wish they weren't so far out. I thought it was on Connecticut Avenue. That's why I called him when I got in town.
Him.
Called him.
There he is again. Yeah. This time it's him. So now him, his boy.
It's gone from just SBY to him.
I called him. He understands me.
No, it's not that. Now he's a little mad because I was not able to help him out.
I called him.
Him.
I called him. I thought they were on Connecticut Avenue. I called Receptacle.
We'll do a little rippy-dippy.
I called the hole.
I'm to do the interview.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, sure, sure. To do the interview. Way out in Cleveland.
They're out Cleveland. They're in Toothless Fairfax, Virginia.
Toothless Fairfax.
Let's get the shade. So
I'd like to.
All right.
You know what I mean? Well, I'll come back in 5 minutes. I got more dirt.
Okay, thank you.
He blew her off.
I bet she goes back, though.
I'm going to say so long. It's hot. Well, it's hot, and you're fanning yourself. Are you here for a while at behind stage, or are you getting ready to...
No, I'm just going to go out and meet everybody in the audience now, which is a long walk back.
It is a long walk.
So I'm going to cover a lot of people.
Okay, well, it's been a pleasure.
So that's why we came, to just support the group. It is wonderful.
And you are wonderful.
And I go back to finish the... we've already finished the Dukes of Hazzard movie with Jessica Simpson. He's just... This old queen, I love her, Taylor. He's just working his plugs in. He's trying to blow off Cheryl the Big Dyke.
What a go. We're going to break him.
And I love her. I love her. Is she the best? Is she the most
she's
loyal?
She's persistent.
She keeps saying, Don and Mike, do you want to be on with Don and Mike?
She's great.
He, in essence, is saying, you know, they're nothing. I don't care about them. They don't matter. In the Dukes of Hazzard.
Incidentally, Johnny Knoxville must have some sort of fascination with Rick Taylor.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise
me. He was in Jackass, too.
That's right.
You know what he plays in the Dukes of Hazzard? His Uncle Jesse's love interest.
It's him. I've got a rippy dippy flight back to Vegas to get it. Spiewak. I got to talk to him. I called him.
Coming on August 1st. And then I go tomorrow to finish the Walt Disney cartoon that I'm doing called The King's New School, where I do voiceovers, and then back to Vegas to work.
You tell the boys to keep in touch.
Well, let's keep in touch with Rip, okay?
So long! Good, thank you all so much.
Well, this is Cheryl, and...
Thank you all for supporting this cause, because that's why I came a long way.
Cheryl the Big Dyke and Rip Taylor saying so long from the Capitol Pride.
Oh, baby.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's like the
turn it off?
On.
Okay, turn it back on.
Ah, there's more.
It's like the prostitute said, it's not the work, it's the stairs.
What the hell?
Wow.
And then the tape ends.
Of course it's not too gay.
Of course it does.
Tell that joke to him.
Gay, but not too gay.
Somehow Cheryl managed to attach herself to Rip Taylor for the entire. That is more than Rip Taylor deserves.
Thank you very much, Cheryl the Big Dyke, out and supporting the show at the Gay Pride Parade.
I'd like to know how old Rip is. Because he sounded, you know, you said low energy. Mm-hmm. The energy really declined in that.
Rip Taylor is older than Paul Anka.
Oh, yeah.
I would bet money on that.
We'll be doing a little rippy-dippy and then traveling across to Spiewak. Turn it off. Turn it back on. I do this Spiewak. It's like the prostitute said, it's the stairs. That's why whenever I get to town, I call him. On Connecticut Avenue. I thought he would be there.
Gay, but not too gay.
Spiewak, you know that boy.
I never talk to Don and Mike. We talk all the time, but not him.
I'm going to call them on Monday.
Monday morning, when they're doing their morning show.
Are they in Cleveland? Where are they?
So far away.
Spiewak.
He's 71 and a half, by the way.
Yeah, 71. Right.
And
last time he saw 71 was 1971.
And Anchorman is
64.
Right. 64.
Turn it back on. I want to sing a song with Paul Anka.
Yeah. Cheryl did do a good job.
Hey, yeah, man, thank you very much, Cheryl. That's probably her best job of reporting from the Gay
Pride. She did a great. Last time she did it, she did a great job too.
Outstanding. Love you a long time, Cheryl. It's a good day to have Buzz Makes the Sexy Call. As you know, we normally ask you guys to call in and offer up a woman who needs to be picked up by the sexiness that the Buzz exudes.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Buzz?
Yes?
Are you feeling sexy?
I'm ready.
Your woman's name is Thelma.
Ah.
Thelma Tillery, although I believe the last name is irrelevant.
That's right.
She's a skydiver.
Oh, that's hot.
She's a grandmother.
That's hot.
She's 85.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready, Buzz?
I'm ready.
Hello, Thelma?
Yes?
Say hello to the man who's going to be interviewing you live on CBS Radio, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Be here. Is that you there?
Yes. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Here, stand by for your interview with Buzz Burbank.
Hi,
Thelma.
All right.
Hi, Thelma.
Hello.
Hi, it's Buzz.
Well, I'm Thelma Lou.
Oh, Thelma Lou, that's nice.
Thelma
what
Lou.
A pretty name. How are you, Thelma?
Well, I'm just fine.
Oh, that's nice. Now, Thelma, I understand you're a skydiver.
Well, I have done that, yes.
So you're a woman who likes adventure.
Well, you know, I just, I'm a silly little old grandma. And I just, you know,
she cannot hear us. She can't hear me or you,
and
Mike.
And I hope I never get too old to have a little fun.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, Thelma. I'm so glad you said that because I'm the guy to talk to about fun. My name's Buzz, and I'm here to talk to you, Thelma. How young are you, Thelma?
How young am I?
Yes.
Well, I was 85 last August. August.
You're still young enough. There are things I can teach you.
Uh-huh.
Do you, being a skydiver, do you travel much, Thelma?
No, I don't travel. I have retired here in Nebraska.
So you haven't been around the world?
I've led a pretty sedentary life most of my life. But
I can change that, Thelma. I understand you have a garden also, that one of your hobbies is gardening.
Oh, yeah, a lot of flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like to watch things grow?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think I have more flowers than anybody else here in the complex.
Daisies?
No, I don't have any daisies. A lot of sunflowers out behind. That's a Kansas flower, but...
Yeah, I'm from Kansas, as a matter of fact.
Well, I moved here from Wichita.
I'm also from Wichita. What a coincidence.
Really?
I think perhaps, Thelma, you and I are kindred spirits.
No doubt. You probably know the anchor at Channel 12.
I doubt it.
Now, Buzz, you're losing it.
Yeah, I know. I know. Don't get bogged down in the details, Buzz.
No.
Listen, I want
to take control.
I've had a little experience with gardening, Thelma. I think I can help you tend your garden.
Oh, can you really?
Tell her about your big, hard, green thumb.
Plow it real good. Spread the seed.
Pardon?
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Thelma, do you have any mirrors in your house?
Oh, yeah, a couple. I don't dwell on those very much.
I can change that. I can help you change that.
How is that?
You'll see in time.
In time.
You know, a pillow is not just to support your head.
I know.
Thelma, do you like the greasy?
Do I like what?
The greasy. You know, greasy things?
Well, like, not really, no.
No?
No.
I can change that, too.
How is that?
Yes, how is that, bud?
Thelma, you're so alluring. You sound so attractive. I would like to get together with you sometime, if that's possible.
I doubt that.
Really?
Oh. Well, I'm here in the wild.
See, that Price is Right sound.
Things in Nebraska, and you're in Kansas.
Well, no, I'm not in Kansas anymore.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah, I'm calling you from Washington, D.C.
Well, I have a son there.
Oh. You're in trouble now, Buster. But let's not talk about it.
Well, give me about one more minute to see if you can get anything out of her.
What is it you do want to talk about?
Yeah, there you go.
Someone, let's talk about you. Let's talk about what you'd like to see, what you'd like to experience.
Well, I take things pretty slow and easy anymore.
Well,
yeah, maybe.
Once in a while, I do something crazy, and
she skydives.
I don't regret it, but it was fun, and
it's not over yet.
I would do it again.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
You might have to ask her if she finds him attractive.
But I just, I live a pretty sane life.
I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have to wear a rubber buzz.
I'd like to make it a little less sane, in a fun way.
Ma'am?
Do you find me appealing at all?
Well, I don't know
anything about perhaps the voice, maybe?
Well, I'm sure you're a very handsome gentleman.
Oh, thank you. But, and I'm sure you're a beautiful woman.
I have been single 51 years, and that won't change.
Oh,
she is totally
shabby.
I'm not asking you to marry me. Thelma, as far as I'm concerned.
No, it's not happening, Buzz.
I'm sorry.
No, Buzz.
Thelma.
I'm sorry.
No, that's it.
Thelma, congratulations on being an 85-year-old skydiving grandmother.
Congratulations, Thelma. That's wonderful.
Well, I had fun.
Did you enjoy talking to Buzz?
Oh, yeah.
Ma'am, did you find him to be attractive in any way at all?
Well, he's a nice conversationalist, but he's probably out of my age bracket.
Oh, yeah, no.
He's about your age.
I can change your mind about that, Thelma. Thelma, in my book, you're a Category 5.
God, my goodness. Wow. Well, rein him in.
Listen,
rein him in.
Thelma, thank you. We'd love to watch you go down.
Uh-huh.
If you skydive again,
uh-huh.
We'd love to watch you go down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that won't happen very soon.
Oh, okay.
They won't be back to
I like it.
Listen, that was Buzz, and it was his job to call you and tell you congratulations on being an 85-year-old skydiving.
Let's give her a round of applause.
Don't you really want? This is the question we all want to know. Ma'am, do you wear dentures?
No.
Ah, good. More applause.
Hey,
I still have every one of my mine. I got every one of mine.
There you go.
And I have all mine.
That's good, Buzz.
I don't wear glasses, only to read.
Wow.
Yeah.
Buzz, you wear glasses to read, too.
Yes, only to read, though.
That's a good thing.
That's just another thing you have in common with
that's wonderful. Thelma.
Well, this has been Buzz Makes the Sexy Call.
We hope you enjoyed it, Thelma.
That's fine.
That's fine.
That seems to be a word that's coming up a lot on the show.
Take care of yourself, Thelma.
That's fine.
I think you know what I mean.
Oh, yes. I'll take care of me and take care of you.
I'm going to have to, apparently.
Okay.
Bye, Thelma.
Goodbye.
Bye, Thelma.
That was Thelma and Buzz.
Yes.
Valiant effort.
Thank you. I tried.
I mean, Buzz could not have made a better effort there.
I want to say that was absolute four-star stuff from our man Buzz. With a lot of those things that you say that people think that we don't hear you say.
Yeah.
I was hearing a lot of those things you were saying to Ann. You were creepy with that old lady.
She's a, well, or perhaps just aroused.
Oh, either way, great job, Buzz.
You're a tough cookie. My favorite, if you're keeping track and you're keeping a notebook, which I do on the show, of course, do you like to watch things grow? That was my all-time favorite, Buzz.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Buzz. Thanks so much. I hope I didn't offend the poor woman.
I don't think you did, Buzz. I think she's like, all she had no... She probably thought you were trying to sell her something.
That's...
We'll be right back. Stay right there.
No, not out of time. Well,
yes we are. That's it, everybody. That's the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike returning Monday. So enjoy your weekend. I've been your host, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Hope it's beautiful where you are, too. Have a good weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Don't forget, for all things Don and Mike, go to donandmikewebsite.com. You can point and click and point and find out about all kinds of things. I played this song for every Infinity CBS employee across the country. Anyway, you can point and click and click and point, and you can even find Don and Mike's stream. So Don and Mike returns Monday with maybe some big radio news. I don't know, but I had a great time doing the Bo Dam Best of Don and Mike with you, and we will see you. Now, I gotta figure this out. I gotta open the door and close it. And then Sammy's going, oh, wait, before I leave.
I'm on my second beer.
That'll do it. I'm out of here. I'll see you all on Monday. I love you, Tracy, baby.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.